The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome, and thank you so much for joining us. We are live. It is the 13th day of October on this Tuesday edition, the 13th day of October 2009. We're going to be live here for the next 4 hours, or if you want to be technical, we're now into the second segment, 3 hours and 52 minutes. We are going to have wide open telephones today. For the full 4 hours at 1-800-259-9231, you are welcome to call in on any news item, any subject, any issue you wish to discuss. The government moving forward across the United States and worldwide, different governments are moving forward, trying to pressure, threaten, and force their citizens to take the H1N1 swine flu supposed vaccine. We have open announcements that the dollar is in the process of being dismantled and what that will mean to our society. We also need to discuss the fact that Obama has been secretly beefing up the number of troops, not just the first 30,000 extra he sent to Afghanistan, but at least another 13,000 being secretly sent. The height of deception. The attempt at government-run and controlled health care and how that battle is now coming to a head. The free speech killing hate crime legislation that could be on the president's desk later this week or next week. The final battle going on in the U.S. House of Representatives right now. There are so many subjects to discuss. I will not be discussing Rush Limbaugh and his bid to buy the Rams. I will not be discussing a gay kiss-in at the Fort Worth stockyards. I will not be discussing all of these distractionary, diversionary issues that are the big national stories today. I will assure you, Rush Limbaugh, in his attempt to buy the Rams, and different players around the country saying, we'll never play for Rush Limbaugh, he's a racist, I won't be his slave. That's one of the quotes. And now the football players being paid $10, $20 million a year are calling themselves slaves. I tell you, this is really getting rich. That doesn't affect you and your family, ladies and gentlemen. And, of course, the group wanting to have a kiss-in during the Fort Worth rodeo, to have hundreds of men show up and start kissing, that's meant, they say, to cause people to assault them. That's meant to stir up trouble. It's meant to cause a confrontation. The group doing it admits that. But it's still a distraction and a diversion to even get into it. But this is the type of stuff being pushed. You notice that people that call for diversity and people that call for tolerance, they don't mean by tolerance that you live and let live and may disagree with somebody, but you let them do what they want in their own life, as long as it doesn't affect you, as long as it doesn't violate your rights. That's not what tolerance means today. Tolerance means handing over your private property, handing over your children, taking all the vaccines you're ordered to take, drinking your fluoride, handing over your farm or ranch to government regulation and control to become sharecroppers on your own property. That's what tolerance means. Tolerance means giving up your own identity, giving up your own values, and becoming a slave. That's what tolerance was and hate crime was 60-plus years ago in Soviet Russia. By the 1930s, Lenin had hate crimes and hate speech. And if you criticized a group, they would come and arrest you. And they used different groups to play them off against each other in a great divide-and-conquer scheme. And so notice now, you don't want government-run health care. You don't want open borders. You don't want to turn your guns in. You don't want to have your Second Amendment hacked down to almost nothing. They say, oh, you're a racist. Socialism is a code word for racism. You point out that at least 30 million illegal aliens are in this country, many of them on multiple forms of welfare under multiple identities, are bankrupting the states. Government doesn't care. They say, you're going to pay for it. We're going to take on all the immigrants of the 6 billion people that want to move to this country, and we're going to give them all welfare, and we're going to take your house and your car and your kids and your life, and you're going to be a slave to pay for it. Because in truth, they don't want to help the people of Latin America pouring into this nation. The United States government helps Mexico with paramilitary equipment and training oppress their people. They want to use third world populations to impoverish and drive down the wages and bankrupt this country so that you are economically destitute and can't resist the tyranny of government. And as bad as government is and as corrupt as it is and controlled by foreign offshore social engineers, when they wreck the ship of our free market system, which they've already pretty much done irrevocably, you will still cling to the wreckage of the state, of the government, as the only thing you've got to hold on to in the storm. And that's their plan, make you dependent. Okay, what's going to happen is we're going to take your phone calls. And it is truly a rare occurrence that I take a lot of phone calls. We take phone calls most shows, but maybe two or three an hour, because I have so many guests and so much news to cover. But I always enjoy the direction callers take us in. But I want the callers to get amped up and juiced up and focused, because I'm going to go to you and I'm going to give you 60 seconds. I'm going to be watching the atomic clock. I'm going to give myself a 15-second comment, and I'm going to move on no matter how important your call is, because I want to get to the next person. I want to hear from police and military. I want to hear from people out there carrying out this enforcement system. I want to hear from people who they're trying to force the vaccine on. I want to hear from listeners who are sending us in streams of videos of regular Army, Marines, National Guard running unconstitutional, random acclimation, desensitization checkpoints nationwide. I want to hear from you, ladies and gentlemen, about what you think is most important in our society. Then, in the next hour, at 8 after, in the second segment, I'm going to do a news blitz on all the latest dollar developments, all the latest economic developments, a stack of important news, key articles like the London Guardian, swine flu fears grow as NHS staff shun vaccines. The government won't take this. Just like when Tommy Thompson, Health and Human Services Secretary, wouldn't take the smallpox shot in 2003, the year-long forced inoculation program of police, firefighters, military, and first responders completely collapsed. Look, these bastards won't take their own shots because they know what's in them. They know there's sterilants in those vaccines. Ladies and gentlemen, I have four different of the five different H1N1 vaccine inserts. For some reason, one company doesn't have that on the insert. It says may sterilize you. We've posted it on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. It says this shot is associated with infertility. Now, do you got that? Of course they don't want it to be sterilized. Oh, man. Okay, as I said, I'm going to come back from break. I'm going to start taking your phone calls and then coming up a big news blitz. In fact, right now, we'll go ahead and take phone calls. Let's talk to Andreas in Arizona. You're on the air.
Yes, hello, Alex Jones. Thank you very much for taking my call. God bless you for all the hard work you do. We're behind you.
And God bless you.
I'm sorry?
We're saying God bless you. Go ahead.
Okay, yeah, I called earlier. I wanted to just go on air to promote this. It's an idea I had. I called you about it before, and you were kind of excited about it, but that was the end of the show. It's about setting up some kind of clubs at the universities, student organizations, you know, like a We Are Change or InfoWars thing on campus and things like that. you know, to get the academia involved, get the professors and the students and the journalism schools all working together, you know, instead of being all divided, more centralized.
Yes, instead of the universities being run by communist-funded leftists, funded by the big banks, to brainwash the children, the young people, the young men and women in the public schools and colleges, that the alternative to corporate tyranny is communism, which is controlled by the same group, we need to take over the universities and colleges. The people are hungry. They're ready to wake up. The problem is they're bringing in a fake right-wing alternative. Glenn Beck is energizing and not just taking over the Tea Parties, but all the other major libertarian groups. He announces them every night. He gives them attention. He co-opts them. They are now following his edicts. And but then he gives little comments at his speeches like, oh, but we don't want to go kill a bunch of people. We don't want to be violent. Don't be crazy. Ron Paul is dangerous and bad, but I like him. He's a kook, though, and there's no FEMA camps, and, you know, everything's fine, and maybe we should take our vaccine. He goes back and forth, and he's so disingenuous, so fake, that when I watch it, I start laughing. I mean, it's so ridiculous. Tell us briefly in the last 20 seconds before we go to break more about your plan.
Just want to get it, you know, it's very simple. Basically, you just stay on the MU or the student area, you know, and you're allowed to have your booth time right there. You can just hand out flyers, things like that, and then, you know, you make it official. But one thing I would love to ask you or your writers to do is I talk to my friends about this New World Order, what they're doing. And if you guys can put together like an article or something on your website that it'll explain, you know, what they are, who they are, the offshore.
You know what I'll do? In the third hour today, I'll do a brief 10-minute analysis on what the New World Order is.
Attention landscapers, house painters, carpet cleaners, pet sitters, gutter cleaners, and anyone who has their own home service business. Would you love to build a huge and loyal customer base fast? Well, now you can. Introducing the Magic Yellow Flyer. The Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system is the most effective and inexpensive way to build a referral-only service business in a short period of time. Get new customers and build a solid customer base. Throw away all of the other ineffective and expensive advertising methods. You need the Magic Yellow Flyer. Corporate America is destroying our country, and it's time to rebuild the backbone of America. No matter what business you're in, the Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system will work for you. Don't have a home business? The Magic Yellow Flyer comes with 15 hot home businesses that you can start at a minimum cost. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com. That's MagicYellowFlyer.com. Put the Magic Yellow Flyer to work for you today. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for IxQuick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the one-week StartPage challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to StartPage.com instead. Try 7 days of StartPage and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try StartPage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's StartPage.com.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
Comfort food is the food you turn to when you've had a bad day. It's also the first thing you want when it's time to celebrate. eFoods Direct just finished developing our new Nutriversal Foods. Close your eyes and taste our creamy three-cheese blend macaroni and cheese, and you'll swear you're eating fresh pasta in downtown Italy. Dig into our chili with cornmeal dumplings, and you'll feel like a wealthy Texan. Or sip a cup of warm potato cheddar soup and be soothed on a cold, rainy day. Nutriversal Foods from eFoods Direct, your new comfort food. Incredible taste, easy to prepare, and a long shelf life. Nutriversal Foods, more fun while hunting and fishing, bigger tales around the campfire, and the food your kids will want when celebrating the win of a ball game. And if it's this great during the good times, imagine how reassuring it will be if times get tough. Nutriversal Foods by eFoods Direct, your new comfort food. eFoodsDirect.com, 1-800-409-5633. Visit eFoodsDirect.com or call 1-800-409-5633.
Let's go right back to your calls on this live Tuesday edition. Let's talk to Aaron in Mass. You're on the air, Aaron.
Hi, Alex. How you doing?
Good.
Good, good. I'm an avid listener, first-time caller. Started off in the Liberty Movement early on with actually just Googling and found Ron Paul. And I was just 100 miles an hour for the movement ever since then.
But, awesome.
I'm calling because my girlfriend, she works at a major hospital in Massachusetts. And she's one of the ones they're saying she's going to be forced to take the vaccination. She took the first flu shot. And I didn't want her to do that, and she didn't either, but they're telling her if she doesn't take the swine flu one, that she's going to have to walk around with a mask on. She's not going to be able to talk to patients without the mask, and she's going to have to be quarantined. So my question is, what are the steps do I do? Do I contact the Massachusetts ACLU? Do I, get a hold of some type of legal advice, or what steps do we take?
What they're doing is phasing in forced inoculation, setting the precedent through United Nations law under level 6 pandemic rules. But then so we can't form political opposition. Obama comes out and lies and says nobody's being forced to take the shot, and NHS workers are refusing to take the shot. And so you print off the Associated Press and London Guardian and other publications. And she needs to go in and show her superiors that and say, look, the government won't even take this. How can you be trying to make me take it? She can pull up, a YouTube video of the president saying you don't have to take it. But yes, nurses in Massachusetts, nurses in New York have been protesting at your capitals. Big protest in Albany, repeated protests saying they don't want to be forced to take it. What they're doing is through policy, they're claiming that employers can make you do whatever they want. And that's not really true. That's discrimination against your religion. You can use a religious exemption or a conscientious objection. Your wife can also just say, oh, I'm allergic to eggs. And by law, and she can certainly go out and find a doctor who's anti-vaccine who will certify that she shouldn't have to take it. I think she'll find, if she talks to other nurses or other people there at the hospital, that a lot of them don't want to take it, but they're all isolated by themselves being forced into it. This is all part of having to wear like a yellow star in Nazi Germany. You have to wear the mask if you don't, and oh, you'll be quarantined as if you have the flu. And again, this is the system, this medical dictatorship that they're setting up here in the United States. But it's just pure, unadulterated tyranny. Aaron, I appreciate your call. And we're going to have some more guests on this week and next week on ways to fight that and stand up to it. But there have been lawsuits filed over this in multiple states. I see an article every few days in Florida and in Texas and in New York and California and Massachusetts and Michigan. I mean, literally, I quit counting them. I've probably seen 30 or 40 in the last few weeks. Just Google lawsuit over swine flu vaccine, and you'll see the articles and kind of follow what they've been doing. But yes, the ACLU is an establishment arm, but they occasionally do some good stuff just to keep up appearances. And so I would certainly try to follow that avenue. I don't think she should be threatening. or make it a personal vendetta with the people there at the hospital. She should just go in and speak to them and then also organize with other people at the hospital. It's her right to do that. Tony in Chicago. Tony, you're on the air.
Hey, greetings from Airstrip 2 there, Alex. How are you doing, brother?
Good, sir.
Good, good. You know, this has really been a year of some predictive programming going on between the lame horror film Quarantine, I guess that Jericho show. I think, I'm not for sure if it ended before this year or at the end of last year. And now just to some more here, there's the hottest game on the video game on the market coming out, Modern Call of Duty, Modern Warfare 2. You might want to check out the trailer for this. Some of the wonderful levels take place in Mexico. A burnt-out, destroyed Washington, D.C., complete with toppled Washington Monument and burning White House. The hero of the game at one point takes one of the enemy soldiers, drags him into a garage, and as they say, they cut the scene when he starts sparking battery cables in front of him. Really just vile stuff.
And the Pentagon admits Homeland Security has had press conferences and admits they're paying most of these companies and TV and internet with the video games, to put these messages in there. And yes, I don't play video games, but I literally have seen hundreds of movies, TV shows, video games, conditioning everyone for martial law, conditioning everyone for troops on the streets, conditioning everyone that torture is good. There's games where you rape and kill prostitutes and get bonus cash.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the info war, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file-sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Have you ever wanted to generate your own supply of electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Solar power generators are now available from Solutions from Science in Thompson, Illinois. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity for free. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, and even keep food from spoiling. Whether it's hurricanes, ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out, you'll be ready. With a solar-powered generator from Solutions from Science, go to mysolarbackup.com and get off the grid today. That's mysolarbackup.com or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. Don't wait. Call today.
Some kind of way out of here. Said a joker to the thief.
That's what I think about every day.
There's too much confusion.
There must be some kind of way out of here.
I can't get no relief.
If the general public can only know what I know.
Businessman there to drink my wine.
I'm so desperate to reach
come
people.
And dig my earth.
I don't want fame, fortune, wealth. I just want freedom and security for my family. I desperately want to warn mothers and fathers not to give their daughters the Gardasil shot, which has killed so many and maimed so many more. How do I get the public to be concerned over the fact that the United Nations worldwide openly pays local governments to force live polio vaccines on people that give them weaponized deadly polio and maim and kill many? It's mainstream, it's announced, it's reported as if it's a good thing. All I want to do, if you knew that 10 minutes from now, down the street from your house, a 4-year-old boy or girl was going to walk out into the street and be run over by an 18-wheeler and splattered all over the pavement, and that their bloody rib cage was going to be splattered up against the side of the concrete embankment, wouldn't you drop everything you were doing and go there and try to save that child? I watch all the talking heads, all the painted trollops, all the egomaniacs competing with each other, reveling in their evil, reveling in their corruption. And yes, I've seen the video games without even looking. And we'll look that up, Call of Duty 2. Where they torture people in the video games. The Call of Duty is to torture people. I've seen that in a lot of other games. I haven't seen it in that one, but it's par for the course. It was one of the Grand Theft Autos. There was another car game where you run around running over people in the city and you rape a prostitute. Or a woman, she's dressed like a prostitute. I've seen the game on YouTube. People post their playing of it online. And then you rape this woman, and then you steal her purse, and you get more money. And see, what's happening there is desensitization. It's conditioning. People weren't wimps 50, 60 years ago. In fact, in many cases, they had a lot more courage and were tougher. If you study the sociology of the time. But if they saw a movie, even a Western, where somebody got shot and big bullet holes formed in them and blood came out, adult men would become upset. Because they were in the real world. They hadn't been totally taken over by television programming where reality and fiction mix until the general public psychologically, consciously can't find where fiction and reality meet. It's all just accepted as entertainment. And that's what's happening today. all the different drama heroes on the different cop shows and the different anti-terror programs like 24 and countless others torture innocent people. But that's how they get the answers. And a lot of times they find out they're innocent. And sometimes they torture someone's child in front of them. Oh, but it saves a million people. The nuke doesn't go off in L.A. And so the moral is torturing that child is good. Simultaneously, the torture of children's going on for real at ghost sites and black sites all over the world. And Obama comes into office and he continues all of it. And he gets the Peace Prize for it. Joseph Mengele type commands, orders, continuing the entire Bush-Cheney era. And they were just front men for the same social engineers. You're given the Peace Prize for that. But 50, 60 years ago, they couldn't show extreme violence in movies and on television because people became upset by it. To see fellow humans being hurt, being killed, being maimed, being hacked up, being torn apart, they associated that with themselves being killed, with their neighbors being killed, with their own children being killed or maimed or hurt. There was a sense of community, a sense of understanding that it was serious. And so you watch television or movies from 50, 60 years ago, they look ridiculous. They look passé. They look childlike. You look at movies from 20 years ago. What was horrifying and shocking then is boring. And the social engineers have written books and published white papers bragging that they've done this. But there's one place we can still see our humanity manifest, and that's when you see a clip on the news of a starving dog in some person's backyard that animal control has gone to. Men and women will become upset. People will cry. There will be calls for their imprisonment. There will be calls for them to be executed. Because you haven't seen millions of simulated murders and killings and dismembering and maimings and woundings of dogs and horses and cows and sheep and chickens on television and in movies. So you still have your humanity there for an animal, though, because you haven't seen it simulated killing. Now, somebody who works in a slaughterhouse or somebody who works in a big chicken producing operation or works with cattle, they're not abusive to the cattle, but they have dehumanized them because they're not human. That's their job. Hypocrites can sit there eating their chicken or eating their steak and then talk about how mean people are that hunt, thinking it's about abuse of animals when it's actually about carrying out a normal human instinct. So we've lost our normal human instinct to not want to see humans being killed and destroyed and hurt and maimed and tortured. And it's been now placed onto animals. And I certainly don't like to see animals abused, whales, dolphins, horses, elephants. But the point is, people aren't concerned with seeing human beings torn limb from limb because they've seen hundreds of thousands of violent simulations. And now the news shows people dying in car wrecks, people being shot. They show snuff films. That's what they are, snuff films on television. And they show simulated snuff films. And the Saw group of movies, and I happen to know the producer of those, Mark Berg. He's a nice fellow in person. And I've talked to Mark over a cup of coffee. And Mark says, oh, no, no, it's a moral message. You know, the guy that tortures people to death, he tortures bad people. And he said, my new one coming out, told me this a few months ago, you know, is where they torture somebody who's against government health care, who doesn't want to help the poor. And I said, but Mark, it's eugenics. This is a way to take over the poor with health care. Do you understand? Sure, it sounds nice. Let's, you know, you're a rich guy, probably worth $100 million or more, and you want to pay more taxes for people, but don't you understand that's not how it works at the higher levels? And he kind of got it a little bit, but the issue is that, see, I talk to people around the office and people in the street about the Saw movies. They're like, oh, no, it's very moral. See, that's how evil is sold. Oh, it's very moral tearing people limb from limb because they're bad. And he teaches them. Well, that's what a lot of psychopaths believe. They're going to show the woman. They're going to show this other person. And so you've got a nation, you've got a planet that has been fed and groomed and raised on blood and death and destruction. Let me tell you something. Growing up, I got a chance to know a lot of World War II veterans. And both my grandfathers were in the Army Air Corps. And one of them saw a lot of action. The other, by the grace of God, crashed and flipped his aircraft early in the conflict and was out of it. And that's kind of like the old, there's one good part about the fable that Tom Hanks is in, Charlie Wilson's War. Because he didn't start it in 1982. It was 1979. Zbigniew Brzezinski's written two books bragging about it, but it was also on record before he published those books in the last 5 years. And you'll see where I'm going with this, and we're going back to your calls. But my dad told me stories about how they drive into Waco a couple times a year to see movies, and my dad liked to see war movies, and my dad liked to see, you know, things that had violence in it, obviously, what kid doesn't. And my grandfather, a lot of times, wouldn't let him go see it, or he'd say, I'm going to see something else, a musical or something. And it wasn't because my grandfather was a wimp. He'd actually seen people shot up and dead. He had his humanity. He didn't want to sit there with a fake sense of manliness getting off on violence. And, I mean, he was a tough, macho man's man. But he didn't like it. Let me tell you, all those other old World War II vets I got a chance to know when I was a kid, they're all dead now. I don't know, maybe one of them's alive. But the point is that they'll never tell you their war stories. They didn't get into violent movies. They didn't get into acting tough and macho. Because they'd seen the reality of horror. And I want to tell America something. You think it's cool to be into skulls and death and blood and murder and mayhem and dark power? You think torture's cool and you play all these games simulating it? When the real thing comes home to roost with you and your life, it's not going to be so funny anymore. I will assure you. And the social engineers know exactly what they are doing. And so people now don't care when their neighbors or kids are being dragged away by the CPS to the rape rooms. They don't care when the neighbor's kid's dying at 12 of cancer from all the shots they've been given. They don't have any. In fact, people have been trained to hate each other. The TV ads, the radio, it's all about infighting, all about divide and conquer. That's what the establishment is doing, is dividing us. Everything they do is about division. Obama came to create division. So that when you oppose his world government agenda of his puppet masters, they could call you a racist. And the Republicans, when they're in power, they're all about division. That's how they operate. So for those of you out there that like darkness, murder, and death, you don't get strength out of darkness and death and the war drums. Strength comes from love. Strength comes from the will to lay down your life for others. And strength comes from the willingness to be attacked by the media and to be demonized and to be lied about. That's where real strength is. But for those of you that like darkness, I guess here's your anthem. those of you that want to see blood raining, have you ever really seen death and destruction? If you like death so much, why don't you drive around in the countryside for a few days? You'll probably find a dead horse or cow. You can go wallow in it. Rain blood. But I'll tell you what has more power than this: love. I'll tell you what is like fingernails on chalkboard to the evil ones that love to kidnap and torture children, that love to desecrate innocence. This is what they hate.
The world's doctors and nurses are refusing risky vaccinations this fall. I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz, a Harvard-trained public health expert, urging you to avoid risky vaccinations, especially this flu season. Rely on OxySilver instead. OxySilver's broad-spectrum action makes all vaccinations and antibiotics unnecessary. OxySilver is the most advanced silver hydrosol, far safer than colloidal silvers. It works so well, saving lives and money, protecting and healing you and your family. It has been targeted for elimination by the drug cartel. So get it while you still can. Order OxySilver online at OxySilver.com. If you call right now, I'll send you a free information kit. Call toll-free 1-888-KO-GERMS. That's 1-888-KO-GERMS. Order OxySilver today. This call could save your life.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. the people strike back.
If you're looking for a company that will meet and exceed your water purification needs, you need to visit purewaterfreedom.com. If you're concerned about contaminants in your water, such as fluoride, chlorine, pharmaceutical drugs, arsenic, and even iron or rust, PureWaterFreedom.com has a water purification system perfect for your home or office. PureWaterFreedom.com carries state-of-the-art water filters for every application, including countertop, under-sink, shower and bath, whole house, ultraviolet sterilizers, fluoride filters, and reverse osmosis systems that remove fluoride and pharmaceutical drugs, and much more. Installation takes moments, so you'll be enjoying crisp, clean, satisfying water in no time. Not sure which water purification system will work best for you? Log on or call today to speak with a water purification specialist. Call 1-866-757-7644. That's 1-866-757-7644. Or visit purewaterfreedom.com. Purewaterfreedom.com. The best filtered water in the world.
Into action and not be misdirected by the New World Order that manipulates good people into aiding their agenda by claiming that the globalists have good aims. Finishing up the story of the Zen Master from Charlie Wilson's War, I didn't finish that, and we'll go to your calls. The only good part of that film that's accurate, there's the story of the Zen Master in the East, and the chief's son is given a horse, and one of the villagers goes to the Zen master and says, is it a good idea that he was given that horse? And the Zen master says, well, we'll wait and see. And then a few years later, he'd grown up of age, and he got thrown off the horse and broke his leg, and the villager went back to the Zen master and said, I guess it was a bad idea that that horse was given to him. The Zen master said, we'll see. And then a few months later, a big war was started in the country, and most of the men from the village got called off to go to war, and many of them got killed and didn't come back. And so the villager went back to the Zen master and said, well, I guess it was good he got the horse and then broke his leg and didn't go to war. And the Zen master said, we'll see. And that's the whole point of this, is when I was telling the story of one of my grandfathers early in the war flipping his plane, coming into the runway and getting hurt real bad, and then not getting sent back to the war, he probably would have died and I wouldn't exist. But side issue, I started telling that story and I just wanted to finish it up and have it make some sense. There is so much to cover, so much to go over, and I said I was going to take a lot of your calls, and we've started taking your calls. I'm going to go back to your calls when we start the next hour, and then I'll do the news blitz at the bottom of the hour, because there's a lot of it here, and I want to go over the economic news, the flu news, you name it. The saying that our founding fathers loved to use was, duty is ours, consequence belongs to God. The king was corrupt, the government was abusive, they didn't know what the outcome would be, but they stood firm and stood fast and took action and stayed the course. And I'm asking listeners of this radio show to go to Infowars.com and order the DVD, Fall of the Republic, Volume 1, The Presidency of Barack Obama. It is my finest achievement. It's the finest achievement of my crew, my staff in here. Everyone deserves credit, including the listeners who've supported us throughout the year so we can make bigger and better and more informative, transcendent, evergreen films that will always be pertinent because they are veritas, they are truth. And if you want to be the first person to get it, some of the first people to get it, you need to pre-order now because we're only 7 days away from shipping it. It comes out October 21st on DVD, direct to DVD. It'll also simulcast and premiere at prisonplanet.tv in super high quality, 15 cents a day, $5.95 a month. Get a yearly membership, not just a monthly, and you get 3 months free at prisonplanet.tv. So pre-order Fall of the Republic now. It's pretty much not even a pre-order now. So you'll be at the head of the line. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones, and I want each of you to ask yourself this question. Do you really know what's in your tap water? In a recent study conducted by a major environmental auditor, they found that over 260 chemicals and pollutants are present in municipal drinking water. Many of these chemicals are directly linked to cancer, reproductive, immune, and developmental system diseases. Now, what are you going to do about it? The Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator is a low-cost way to take back control of you and your family's drinking water. The Ecola Blue 28 produces up to 7 gallons of water from the humidity in the atmosphere and uses state-of-the-art carbon filtration, reverse osmosis, and ultraviolet light sterilization techniques. That's right, clean water right from the air you breathe. Order today by calling 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecolablue.com today. That's ecolablue.com.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Want to make a revision here in the flight plan of the radio show today. I thought I had him on next hour. He's on the next segment. Dr. Joel Wallach is a doctor of naturopathic medicine. He was in 1991 a Nobel Prize nominee for stunning discoveries in the use of trace minerals to prevent catastrophic diseases in newborns. Dr. Joel Wallach has published numerous books on dietary deficiencies and their resultant effects. Dr. Wallach conducts approximately 300 lectures annually to overflowing and enthusiastic audiences and has sold over 40 million cassettes. WallachOnline.com, and he has the radio show Dead Doctors Don't Lie. He's joining us for about 30, 40 minutes, and then I'm going to take phone calls to the bottom of the next hour and then do the big news blitz, and it is important. We're also going to have the premiere near the end of this hour of the fourth trailer. The fourth trailer for Fall of the Republic when we go live at prisonplanet.tv, simulcasting with the radio show in living color over at prisonplanet.tv. And we're going to get to everybody's calls as well. Take a lot of phone calls today. Let's go ahead and talk to Larry in New York, then Teresa, Phil, Mike, Kyle, and others. Larry, welcome.
Yes, hello.
Welcome, sir.
Oh, how you doing? I'm with We Are Change New York, and I was on the Upper West Side of Manhattan just the other day, and I was reminded of what I was reading about in Hardin, Montana. There's this security company called Epic Security, and their vehicles look just like NYPD vehicles. They have a seal similar to the NYPD. The center of the seal is like a sun cross, like the center of a zodiac. And they have a phone number displayed on the side of their car. I called them up. The guy said he really couldn't answer any questions about whether or not their officers took oaths or anything and under what jurisdiction they're operating. And their website is, it's a under construction page. There's really no information on it.
So start anyway, over, start over. Tell people specifically what you saw in New York.
Well, the first thing that clued me into their existence was I was walking on the Upper West Side and,
say the name of the group again.
Epic Security.
And yeah, well, what's happening is that they are planning to deploy Blackwater, other private mercenary groups, private security. This is how the private banks that own America make even more money, because they're now going to take over the cities. Kind of like predictive programming with RoboCop 2, where the evil corporation takes over Detroit. But it's set in Dallas is where they shot it. And that's what's happening. So you called them up. What did they say?
Well, the guy, I first asked, you know, under what jurisdiction they were operating, and whether or not their officers took any oaths, like to the U.S. Constitution, for example, and, you know, what exactly they were patrolling. I said, you know, he said, you know what, sir, you're going to have to call back tomorrow when the powers that be will be here to answer those questions. And that was last week, and I haven't gotten a chance to call him back yet, and so anyway, I wanted to, they have an 800 number on the side of their truck. So if anyone wants to call, it's a free call.
And their vehicles look like police cars.
Just like NYPD, the same colors, and they have a seal that looks just, I mean, you know, very much like the NYPD seal.
Well, let me just add this. I had said that it looked like pure fraud in Hardin with just a con artist, but now it turns out the Secret Service agent that he selected to be the head of the group is a convicted felon himself. And then it does look like that some big organizations and groups were kind of testing through Hilton whether the locals would accept it. And if they didn't, they could just then have Hilton disappear and discredit it as a con game. That's how a lot of intelligence operations run. But if folks want to find Epic, they can. And, sir, I appreciate your call. We're out of time. We'll be right back after this quick break with Dr. Joel Wallach. I'm Alex Jones.
The illusion created by the power elite is a lie that covers even the food they want you to eat. Will you continue to be their profit center, buying their processed food that makes you sick? Go to the doctor and buy their drugs? You don't have to cooperate. There is a solution. InnerHealth Botanicals, a company that my wife and I just love, have been providing products for the last 5 years that give you the perfect solution to this madness. Try their inner food with 20 organic ingredients full of dense nutrition that gives you the energy you need and will keep you well. It even won the award for Best Superfood of 2009 from our friend Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I love their NutriCafe, great organic coffee infused with herbal extracts to boost your immune system. Try all of their truly honest products that will keep you alive and healthy. Go to enerfood.com or give them a call right now, 866-762-9238. Click on their banner at InfoWars.com to see all the available discounts.
Have you ever wanted to generate your own supply of electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Solar power generators are now available from Solutions from Science in Thompson, Illinois. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity for free. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, and even keep food from spoiling. Whether it's hurricanes, ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out, you'll be ready. With a solar power generator from Solutions from Science, go to mysolarbackup.com and get off the grid today. That's mysolarbackup.com or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. Don't wait. Call today.
Friends, this is Big Jim Farmer, urging you to go to ejseed.com and purchase the Big Seed Bank. It contains 35 varieties of heirloom seeds that will provide you and your family delicious vegetables for years. These seeds have no GMOs and are not hybrids. You will receive seeds to grow tomatoes, carrots, beans, peas, pumpkins, lettuce, and much more. And the best part? You'll receive thousands of seeds that you can save and replant each year for only $79. This means that these vegetables will only cost you about one penny for each one you grow. In this economy, saving money is always important when it comes to feeding our families. Order now and you will get free shipping. Now that's value. To place your order, visit ejseed.com. That's the letter E, the letter J, seed.com. ejseed.com. Order online today and tell them Big Jim Farmer sent you.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Well, for the next 35 minutes or so, Dr. Joel Wallach is our guest. And we're going to go back to your phone calls, Teresa, Phil, Mike, Kyle, and many others. I got a big news blitz coming up the next hour. I'm going to go over the latest flu developments, what's happening with the economy, and a lot more. Big stack of important news here. Also, ex-Enron CEO to get hearing before Supreme Court. They're talking about overturning his conviction. They're saying, hey, I'm just doing and did do what all these other big banks and brokerage firms do, because, of course, they ended up going to prison and getting a lot of trouble for derivatives or just making up fiat assets. So we'll be talking about that today. Also, the critical wounding of this individual who was a high-level IMF executive who was shot at his Bethesda home. More coming out on that now. But we're joined by Dr. Joel Wallach. He's a doctor of naturopathic medicine. He was nominated in 1991 for Nobel Prize for his stunning discoveries in the use of trace minerals to prevent catastrophic diseases in newborns. It's now well known. That's just common knowledge that trace mineral deficiencies can cause all sorts of mental retardation, all sorts of disease. But it's Dr. Wallach who pioneered a lot of that. And, of course, he hosts the nationally syndicated radio program, Dead Doctors Don't Lie. You can find out more at nogerms.info. Dr. Wallach, it's great to have you here with us.
Well, thank you, Alex. It's just a real honor and a privilege, and look forward to the half hour.
You bet. Let's start with basically your philosophy, your discoveries, your worldview, and then put that in context with all the talk of forced inoculations, trying to make medical workers take the shot, and where our whole society is going with this type of medical mafia, this medical tyranny.
Well, the acknowledgement that we have medical tyranny goes back to June of 1776, when Benjamin Rush, who was the first U.S. Surgeon General, stated to the Continental Congress that he wanted an amendment in the Constitution, the rough of the Constitution, that said that people would have access to whatever health sciences they wanted, equally as they did freedom of speech and freedom of religion, because, and I'm quoting him now, that if that doesn't happen, a single class of men would take over health sciences, and that would constitute the Bastille of health sciences, which is un-American, unquote. That was in June of 1776. And his worst nightmares have come to fruit. And it's a very scary thing, because our healthcare system sucks from the top to the bottom, if I can use that term. And there's many, many indicators to this effect. And all the politicians, all they seem to want to do is to raise money to pay for ever-increasing costs without fixing the care that people get. And this is the interface that I like to jump in, where let's just take diabetes, which makes up 12% of the American population. 30 million Americans have type 2 diabetes. And we learned how to prevent and cure type 2 diabetes in 1957. This was work done at the U.S. Department of Agriculture. It's very credible. I've been using this system since 1978 and literally have helped tens of thousands of people every year since 1978. Eliminate diabetes. It's very easily eliminated with a little nutritional supplementation program. And this was all determined by the U.S. Department of Agriculture again in 57. I don't know why, but I'm the only guy in the world that uses this. It was originally done in animals. It was shown to be true in human beings in 1977. It was published in the New England Journal of Medicine. And again, nobody uses it. And the reason is a simple diabetic who lives 25 years after diagnosis is worth $750,000 to his primary care physician. He's worth $3 million in total to all the other specialists, the eye specialists, the neurologists, the surgeons, cardiologists, endocrinologists, urologists, all the people involved with treating a diabetic is over $4 million. and they can actually be cured for $3 a day or less. And once the cure takes place, you can drop that down to maybe a buck and a half a day just for maintenance. And this is not used because the medical system is not required by law to cure people when their cure is available. There's no law requiring doctors to cure people. There's no law requiring the pharmaceutical industry to make a percentage of their drugs as cures instead of just micromanaging blood sugar or micromanaging blood pressure. And when you micromanage blood sugar for diabetes, blood sugar is not the disease. And you can have your blood sugar perfect and you'll still die from diabetes and get your feet cut off and go blind. Each year in America, Alex, and this is according to the Journal of the American Medical Association, according to the Center for Disease Control, which tracks disease and adverse events and misadventures by everybody in the United States out of Atlanta, Georgia, they say that in hospitals alone in America each year, there's 300,000 people who are killed by doctors. And these are people who go in there to get a toe amputated. They're going in there to get an ear operation, deliver a baby, and the doctors kill them.
Now, we all know people, and of course, that's the government's own numbers, is 300,000 from bad surgeries and dirty hospitals. But it's even more from bad drug interactions, as you know, doctor. And it's just getting worse and worse. I was going to ask you, but go ahead and finish your point. Why is diabetes skyrocketing so fast? But go ahead.
Okay, well, that's, again, because they have a misadventure in trying to figure out what's going on. They believe that diabetes is a genetic disease. It is not. It's a simple mineral deficiency disease. And they keep looking for the gene. They keep looking for some way to genetically engineer something they can inject into people and cure the disease. When we've known for 52 years how to end it, just like if you have iron deficiency anemia, give somebody iron and it goes away. You have somebody with rickets when they're a kid before their legs get misshapen, you give them vitamin D and it goes away. You have somebody with scurvy and you give them vitamin C and it goes away. You have somebody with diabetes and you give them these two trace minerals and it just goes away. This was proven again and published in the New England Journal of Medicine back in 1977 in humans. So this isn't just me, some dumb farm kid out here from Missouri making this up. This is quite scientifically correct. Now, I've only picked out one disease. It's the animal industry, and as pointed out earlier in the program, I'm a veterinarian as well as a physician. And in veterinary medicine, we've eliminated 900 different diseases using vitamins and minerals in their alfalfa pellets and their dog food and kibbles and bits. We don't have to use organ transplants or the stem cells or genetically engineered proteins or wonder drugs because through nutrition, we have eliminated all birth defects. Now, that's pretty profound, Alex. By using preconception nutrition, supplementing at the highest level in the females before conception, we have eliminated all birth defects in animals. Now I'm saying Down syndrome, spina bifida, cleft palate, cleft lip, heart defects, autism that's related to birth problems. All of those things have been totally eliminated, again, by preconception nutrition. And we allow our women to run around, eat Twinkies and fried foods and drink soft drinks and wonder why the babies are born abnormal. And so we have to put together very simple things that veterinarians have done. There's no healthcare system for animals other than the person paying out of their own pocket to take them to a veterinarian.
And let me just add that several summers I worked for a large animal vet, Jess Adkins, in Freestone County. And before that, I worked for Dunn in Dallas for a few months before I went to work there. I guess about 6 months, actually, for a small animal vet. And they were all trained at A&M, Texas A&M, one of the best veterinary schools in the country. Both those doctors were veterinarian doctors, doctors of veterinary medicine, to be precise. And they routinely said, you got a mineral deficiency, you got a mineral deficiency, or if cows were losing calves, you got a mineral deficiency. It's 101, but that's not taught anywhere because they want you to be diseased so they can cut, burn, and poison it, so they can sell you the treatment for the disease that was easily treatable with the minerals.
Yes, you're exactly right, Alex. These diseases are easily prevented and cured with nutritional formulas, which primarily two-thirds of which are minerals. And when medical doctors give somebody a treatment, a pharmaceutical, they're not focusing on treating the disease. They're managing the symptoms. They're making the patient comfortable, which is a good thing, but they're not going after the disease itself. And so people feel, hey, man, he got rid of my high blood pressure. My goodness gracious, my blood sugar is under control. And this is a false progress, because the disease will continue to move forward and kill you. Lose 25 years of your life. The last couple of years will be terribly miserable. And we rank 50th in the world right now, according to every agency in the world, when it comes to longevity. There's 49 other countries whose peoples live longer than us, yet we're spending three-quarters of the world's annual expenditure for healthcare. We spend more money for healthcare than all the other countries in the world put together, and we rank 50th. And so our healthcare system does not focus on prevention, on wellness, on reversing diseases with nutrition. And this is where your politics and my politics dovetail. We fit exactly, because I'm a libertarian. I believe that people should take responsibility, educate themselves. Grandparents need to treat their kids and their grandkids and their great-grandkids how to take care of themselves. And if we do this and bypass the medical system by taking responsibility, the information's here. And if we take responsibility, do things ourselves, the medical system will dry up from disuse. And the reason why the free market system did not kick in with the healthcare system, there was no competition. When Dr. A uses a particular drug and Dr. B uses the same drug, that's not the free market system. The free market system compares the results from medical doctors, MDs, NDs, naturopathic doctors, DOs, osteopaths, DCs, chiropractors, but that was never done. The government and the military only recognizes MDs.
All right, Dr. Joel Wallach, stay there. We're going to continue to discuss all of this on the other side. The fake MDs also misrepresent.
For thousands of years, Native American healing has been practiced in North America. The Native Americans discovered an astonishing healing plant called Siaga. This pesticide-free, wild-crafted, all-natural wonder is handpicked by a medicine man and effectively combined with other all-natural and sacred ingredients into a product called Defense. These key ingredients not only supply powerful immune system building blocks defending your body against natural and man-made viruses, but they also assist your body in healing itself from life-threatening conditions. HealForGood.com's Defense capsules are Native American practitioners' remedy. Start now with a 100% money-back guarantee. Mention this ad and receive $5 off your first three-month supply of Defense capsules. Call 1-877-HEAL-4-GOOD. 1-877-HEAL, the number 4-GOOD. That's 877-432-5446. Or order online at healforgood.com. That's healforgood.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms. I get it. You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see.
Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
eCigarettesNational.com would like to introduce an alternative to smoking regular cigarettes to all GCN listeners. It's called the e-cigarette. It looks, feels, tastes, and delivers nicotine like a regular cigarette. But because this is not a cigarette, you don't have to worry about more than 3,900 toxic chemicals and tar entering your body. There's no flame, so there's no risk of fire, and has no dangerous secondhand smoke, so it's safe for the people around you and will save you right around 50% over smoking regular cigarettes. So, get rid of the ashtrays, the smell, and the smoke. Learn more by visiting ecigarettesnational.com. That's the letter E, cigarettesnational.com. ecigarettesnational.com. And use coupon code GCN and receive 10% off your order. Or call 1-888-329-7064. 1-888-329-7064 today. To purchase, you must be 18 or older.
Away. The names and the medals, the places where you used to play. It was an inside job, by the way connected. Your little protest, so merrily rejected.
Dr. Joel Wallach is our guest, nogerms.info. Okay, Doc, you were getting into just basic stuff like mineral deficiencies and all the horrible processed crud and the MSG and all the petrochemical derivatives they put in our food. You know, my findings are this is a plan. This is run by eugenicists. My film Endgame covers it all in detail, but now we have all these textbooks written by the White House science czar, and we have the UN saying they want to reduce our numbers. From your research, is this part of a preconceived plan? I mean, obviously the local doctors, they're not aware of this. They're just compartmentalized, and a lot of them are good people, and they're just carrying out, you know, the training they've got. But, I mean, what's the big picture here?
Well, Alex, you're kinder than I. I can't give the local doctor, who may be a nice guy, goes to church, takes his kids to school, as a scoutmaster, is a pleasant part of the community, but he does have responsibilities because he reads the same medical journals I do. And instead of standing up and saying, oh, wait a minute, look here, the rate of diabetes is going up, the rate of heart disease is going up, the rate of cancer is going up, the rate of arthritis, osteoporosis is going up, Alzheimer's disease is a physician-caused disease, it's not genetic. It's time to put my foot down and say, okay, I'm going to start employing this stuff that's published in the Journal of the American Medical Association. I'm going to start employing this in my practice. And so other than myself, there's nobody who does this. And the it's a pretty profound statement. Other than myself, there's nobody else doing this, Alex. And the reason is they're afraid that they will lose their lifetime membership in the country club. They're afraid that they won't get any referrals, so their trophy wife will run away and they can't afford the private schools for their kids. And so there's an enormous amount of selfishness in this. They're not there in the altruistic manner. In our heart of hearts, we'd like to believe that medical doctors are altruistic, but they're in it to protect their own turf and their own incomes. And we don't see medical doctors stepping up to the plate and taking responsibility and protecting their patients, protecting America. And this is why I give 300 lectures, free lectures, across this land every year to let the public know that there are ways that they can take care of themselves without danger, without risk, without infection, without the possibility of death, very accurately save themselves an enormous amount of money. We actually save factories that were going out of business because of high cost of medical benefits for their employees, and we're able to cut their benefits by two-thirds and three-quarters and keep that 100-year-old factory going. We do this with small communities. We do it with churches. And we know we can do it for America. And I really appreciate the opportunity to share this possibility with everybody else. This is so simple that if a person can read the fifth grade reading level, this is like a Betty Crocker cookbook, Alex. We can eliminate 900 different diseases with nutritional supplementation. It's the same philosophy that you put oil in your car before the engine burns up. You don't put oil in the car after the engine burns up. You have to take these supplements prior to getting sick. Then you don't get sick. Now, myself, I'm 70 years old. I haven't been to a doctor in 55 years, but I have all my tests. I do them myself every 3 months. And the average person, I can teach them how to go to a pharmacy for nothing. I'll teach them for nothing. Get everything they need to do a complete physical for less than $5. And using those things and using hostile doctors who did my bone density test and stuff like that, I'm chronologically 70, but I'm biologically 18. And so I can teach everybody else in America to do this. We can all live to be well beyond 100. I don't care if everybody and their family has died at 35. Everybody has the genetic equipment to live to be 100. There's just small things you have to do to get there. It's very
well, go over a few of those things for us now.
Okay, well, the things that cause cancer, for instance, is how you cook your food and how you eat. When you look at the longest-lived peoples, county by county in the United States, the Midwest and the Upper Plains states live 25 years longer than the peoples in the Indian reservations and the residents of the old 13 Confederate states. Now, that they all have equal access to hospitals and doctors and pharmaceuticals and pharmacists and private insurance and government insurance, but there's a 25-year difference by region. And it's how they cook. The people in the Midwest and the Upper Plains states cook everything by roasting and stewing and baking. And the people in the old Confederate states and the Indian reservations cook everything by frying. And frying creates free radicals, trans fatty acids, heterocyclic amines, acrylamides, all of which increase your risk of cancer by 462%.
Amazing information. And this isn't your opinion. They have county-by-county statistics. This is a fact. So we're eating all this fat, we're eating all these additives, we're not exercising, we don't have the basic minerals, a lot of the areas where farm crops are being grown are depleted. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
The illusion created by the power elite is a lie that covers even the food they want you to eat. Will you continue to be their profit center, buying their processed food that makes you sick? Go to the doctor and buy their drugs? You don't have to cooperate. There is a solution. Inner Health Botanicals, a company that my wife and I just love, have been providing products for the last 5 years that give you the perfect solution to this madness. Try their Inner Food with 20 organic ingredients, full of dense nutrition that gives you the energy you need and will keep you well. It even won the award for Best Superfood of 2009 from our friend Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I love their NutriCafe, great organic coffee infused with herbal extracts to boost your immune system. Try all of their truly honest products that will keep you alive and healthy. Go to enerfood.com or give them a call right now, 866-762-9238. Click on their banner at Infowars.com to see all the available discounts.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
I was a highwayman. Along the coach roads I did ride, with sword and pistol by my side.
We are going to have completely wide open phones in the third and fourth hour today, and a ton of news I haven't even gotten to yet on the fate of the dollar, the unfolding police state, and much more. The toll-free number to join us on any subject you wish to discuss is 1-800-259-9231. You know, I, too, have seen country-by-country statistics, even regions of Japan, regions of Italy, where they eat the type of diets you're talking about, where it's routine to live past 100. And you look at the South, where most of the men die at 60 years of age, eating all the fried chicken and the rest of it. And I'm certainly done plenty of that. But I know even though I'm 35, I can reverse a lot of that. I don't eat as much crud as I did in the past. Dr. Joel Wallach.
To Alex, is what we eat, for instance, just giving up fried foods and eating your steak medium rare instead of medium well, you can decrease the risk of prostate cancer, colon cancer, and breast cancer by 462%. It's absolutely insane to kill yourself by eating something well done because a medical doctor says, oh, you have to cook it well done because you got to worry about salmonella. There's more salmonella in peanut butter and spinach than there is in a steak. And so I've been eating raw eggs, for instance, for 69 years, and I have never had salmonella. All you have to do is not lick the shell of the egg. You know,
They got rid of the natural milk. What's your research on that? Because the research I've seen from medical studies, mainline medical reports, is that the pasteurized milk is deadly compared to regular raw milk, which they never had problems with. But the big dairy industry in the last 60 years went and basically ran the true milk producers out of business.
Yeah, well, the only thing you have to do with raw milk is to test the cows for brucellosis and tuberculosis. And if they're free of tuberculosis, brucellosis, raw milk is one of the safest foods ever devised by the good Lord. It's just a great food, and it's not quite the perfect food. I believe the egg is the perfect food, but raw milk is a good source of protein. It's a good source of actually antibodies. Back before we had antibiotics, raw milk was actually a treatment of choice by rural doctors because raw milk actually had live white blood cells in it and live antibodies from the cow that could kill the viruses in the baby who is sick.
Colostrum.
Exactly. You got it. We're on the same wavelength there.
That's the normal vaccine. Mothers are meant to breastfeed mammals. That's why females of our species have breasts. The first milk, and this is an Alex Jones, this is a medical fact, is literally a vaccine with all of the immunity of the mother, and hence her mother and her mother and her mother, right back to the mitochondrial DNA being passed on. But they've killed that chain in the mammal species. And I know it sounds like a conspiracy theory, but mammals have hair and breastfeed their young. I promise you, they may say it's a conspiracy on the news, but female breasts are for babies.
That is true. You're exactly right. There's so many good things in breast milk. Regarding antibodies and live white blood cells, which will gobble up fungus and yeast and viruses and bacteria. This is what's called a passive defense for the baby who is sick with bacteria and viruses, and it's the biggest killer. Babies die of diarrhea in the world. This is the biggest killer of babies in the world, regardless of whether you're from an industrialized nation or a third world country. Just simple diarrhea from bacteria where people in the household don't wash the dishes and the bottles for the baby so that there's bugs growing in there and it gets into the baby and causes death. And just the 141 degrees they use to pasteurize milk will kill the white blood cells, kill the antibodies, so that it just becomes a liquid source of some protein and a little bit of vitamins. And so breast milk in a perfect world is the perfect food. And barring having access to perfect breast milk from a woman, milk from a cow or a goat or a mare is a great thing. And again, if they're just tested for tuberculosis and brucellosis, which is an easy, quick blood test, you can eliminate any cows that would transmit those diseases through the milk into the infant.
And what about goat's milk and jackass milk?
Well,
I just read the old-time doctors said that was the best.
Yeah, well, goat's milk is great because it's more concentrated. It's meant to take care of a baby 4 pounds as opposed to cow's milk, which is designed to deal with milk for a 60-pound baby. And so it's a little bit too dilute for a human baby. I like the goat milk. And Jenny milk, which is the female jackass, Jenny milk is just fabulous. Mare's milk from horses, the female horse, the mare, and camel milk. All these milks are just terrific because these animals eat a wide
variety. So, doctor, you're telling me baby humans are meant to drink raw milk. That is... This is a wild conspiracy theory. You know, I mean, I make the joke because I see these ads of grass-fed beef like it's weird. Oh, we feed grass to cows, you know, instead of offal, the ground-up other dead cows.
Yeah, and of course, nobody's ever pasteurized a woman before she gave the milk to the baby, or pasteurized women's breast milk to give to a baby.
Well, that's like half of women now in the country do cesarean. They're taking over all the natural functions, and they've CPS'd women's children, even though they didn't need a cesarean, they still try to force it on them. And pretty soon it'll be the law, you have to have a cesarean, and they'll say it's a conspiracy theory that women ever had babies normally.
Yeah, and of course, the cesarean that the doctor suggests when it's not a medical emergency is for the doctor's convenience, because he has lots of things to do instead of having to hang around for a couple hours during the first and second stages of labor. He wants to get that done in 20 minutes, leave his assistants to sew the lady up, and he's off to the golf course. And so that's, it's again, personal turf why they do those things. It's not for the patient's convenience. It's not for the patient's benefit. Medical doctors treat the birth process as a disease in a special area of the hospital. Insurance pays for it. It's absolutely insane that this happens. And this cost is one of the reasons why the medical costs are so high. And of course, the medical benefits for all things are what drives the jobs out of the country. If we didn't have these medical benefits, we'd still have jobs here. But the fact that publicly traded companies, corporations can actually hire people outside the United States because they don't have to pay medical benefits. This is what's driven the jobs out of the country. And it's the medical benefits are the basic root cause of that, because Clinton signed the NAFTA bill in 1992. And it took 10 years for China and India and Mexico to build the infrastructure so they could manufacture things like Maytag washers and dryers and other appliances and automobiles and airplanes. And what I've learned here, I don't know if you've said this on your show before, Alex, but by 2010, somewhere by the middle of 2010, the entire aircraft industry in Seattle and Tacoma, Boeing and Airbus, are moving to Mexico for manufacturing their aircraft, and Seattle and Tacoma are going to be like Detroit here by 2010.
Yes, I've seen that. I mean, NAFTA and GATT devastated us. It was Al Gore who helped clinch that, the pitch man for that. Now they want to have carbon tax on top of the skeleton that is left of our industry. And the United Nations has stated, Maurice Strong has stated in official UN speeches and policy, that they want to deindustrialize the West, bankrupt us so badly that we can't even afford to have one child, much less two. All of this being done so they completely bankrupt the society, jack up taxes, and then literally institutionalize anyone that can't pay their taxes or jump through all the carbon tax home inspections or all the animal ID, premises ID. They will medicalize all the food and feed us the irradiated toxic gruel, and the eugenics plan is complete. In closing, and I'll have you back up sometime, doctor, and we appreciate you coming on. In closing, from the eugenics angle, I mean, you were saying, well, I don't want to give local doctors a pass. You're saying out of laziness, selfishness, and wanting to make money. But what about the overall directive that's directing this system? I have found the clear blueprints for this being an orchestrated agenda.
Well, yeah. Eugenics is something I've studied very heavily. because it started out, really, my interest got in the eugenics process because of the Indiana Jones movies. When you dig back into it, it goes way back into the, beyond the 1700s, the beginning of the slave days, where people were measuring people's heads and, well, this person can't reproduce and that sort of thing. And it's gotten very sophisticated. And so what we have to do is, if you avoid the system, if you don't participate in the system, then they can't get you. If you avoid, for instance, if you avoid the vaccinations, you take personal responsibility, you practice good hygiene, you use something simple like aromatherapy oils and just good soap and water, and you personal hygiene, you don't put your fingers in your nose and your eyes and your mouth, you eat food with a fork instead of your fingers, take your shoes off and your socks off before you go in your house, and don't drag street germs into your rug in the house where your little kid rolls around the floor, you're going to survive and do well. But if you don't pay attention to those details, you will die. We know that the flu vaccine only protects 15 to 30% of the people who get the vaccine, but yet 100% have risk of danger from the vaccine. So, oh gosh, it's one of those things where certainly people we come in contact with are just 78 to 90% are refusing the vaccines.
And that's the good news, is people are waking up to this. But when you read on the vaccine insert where it says this could be associated with infertility, this could be associated with cancer, I mean, that's on the vaccine insert. Meanwhile, the news media is saying there's no adverse reactions, no problems. It's a conspiracy theory. You know, that's why I joke and say soon they'll say it's a conspiracy theory that women are supposed to breastfeed, or that that's what breasts are even for. But the asinine level of lying. Now we have the NHS staff are refusing to take the vaccine. This is out of England. The Department of Health has ordered NHS bosses across England to ensure that frontline staff can immunize against swine flu amid growing signs that many doctors and nurses intend to shun the vaccine. Same thing happening here in the U.S. That's why the smallpox forced inoculation program fell through in 2002, 2003 with the Model States Health Emergency Powers Act, because the majority, the vast majority of the medical workers and doctors wouldn't take it. Folks, people like Dr. Dean Adel, I listen to him sometimes on Sundays because the local station has me on right after him, and I listen to him, and it's just he misrepresents what alternative MDs, and there are a lot of those folks out there, are saying. He misrepresents what naturopathic doctors are saying. He does straw men. He lies about what you're saying about minerals and vitamin D and plenty of sleep and getting sunlight to not get the flu or die of it. And he says, oh, no, the naturopathic people, they say take a little bit of what makes you sick and put it in a bucket and then divide it out into another bucket and then divide it out into another bucket and then divide it out into another bucket, and then that'll make you well, when I've never heard a naturopathic doctor talk like that. It's just all lies. And I don't think it's working anymore.
Well, no, I think because of shows like yours, Alex, I just really applaud your efforts and all the things you do and the DVDs you've made. And I have a lot of great fun and camaraderie watching those. You're educating the public, and I just can't applaud you enough for doing that. That's why I give those 300 free lectures a year all across this great land, and city after city after city, and every day I'm literally in a different city. And it's kind of like living in the Navy. When I go home, I have a great honeymoon. But my wife knows in 3 days the suitcases are out there by the door with all the clean clothes in. It's time to go out and fight the good fight again, because the only way to save America is to educate the people, because America is the people, not the government.
That's right. NoGerms.info. Dr. Joel Wallach, thank you so much. Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Thanks for coming on with us.
Hey, thanks, Alex. Love you.
Take care. Well, we love what you're doing as well. Ladies and gentlemen, those of you out there serving the New World Order, you're killing yourselves to go along with this system. Just wake up and stop going along with the lies, please. 50% of women, it's now 50%+, shouldn't be having cesareans. They shouldn't ban nationwide raw milk. They shouldn't force vaccines that admit they sterilize you on the public. I mean, it says it on this insert. The doctors won't take the shot. The LA Times reported 99.9%. 14 million first responders were ordered to take the smallpox. 4,000 took it. But they know the dumbed-down public isn't aware of that. It's insane. I mean, am I sane, or maybe I'm insane? Maybe being sterilized is good. I want to go to Ted Anderson and then to your phone calls and a big news blitz that's coming up. We're going to be going to your phone calls coming up here in the next segment. Ted Anderson, we're not going to belabor this long today. If people don't listen, they don't listen. But I did want to play your theme song going to you here because this guy's figured it out. Ted Anderson, I want the gold. The listeners want the gold, but we want to get it from a place that delivers it quickly, a place that gives us an incredibly low price. And I'm telling you, folks, Ted Anderson, Midas Resources, with the deals we offer on this show, I certify that from my position, I think that's a great deal. That's what I'm buying it for. And Ted ran out of gold at $920 an ounce, and he ran out of gold at $950-something bucks, and $980, and $990. Now he's gotten to the level of gold he bought when it was around 1,000, and he's running out of that, and then it's going to go up again. Now, we're a week plus into gold being above 150. And it hit an all-time new record today. And so I wanted to bring our little in-house leprechaun, Ted Anderson, on the show with me. And we'll go into the break and come back and give folks the actual offer. But, Ted, I've got Bloomberg reporting that the dollar's sliding again, that the decision has been made to devalue it, AP reporting it. I mean, this is scary, Ted.
Yeah, you're right. The dollar is dropping again today. Not surprising. And gold is up. Gold hit over 1,070 in the Asian markets this morning while we're sleeping, which means that the foreigners are trying to get away from the United States dollar. That's all that says. Silver, almost $18 an ounce today, $17.98 reported by Kitco at this point in time. So yeah, there's a lot of activity in the gold and silver market, and it's all about the dollar falling. It's economic problems here in the United States. Foreigners want to get away from the dollar. You know, the United States dollar was backed by gold up through 1971. It's no wonder why they want to get away from it now that it's been demonetized. I suppose you could say it that way.
All right, stay there, Ted. We're going to talk about on the other side the huge open phones, news blitz, all mixed together, coming up in the last 2 hours of the show today. I'm Alex Jones.
Do you have trouble getting through the day? Do you feel tired and worn out, pounding expensive energy drinks? It's a proven fact. Many people do not get the proper daily intake of essential vitamins and nutrients. With the lifestyles we lead, eating fruits and vegetables is sometimes easier said than done. Introducing Choose 4 Health. Choose 4 Health brings you 16 powerful ingredients in one delicious chewable for around 75 cents per day. Each chewable contains a full day's worth of the necessary fruit and vegetable intake you need. Choose 4 Health also contains antioxidants and vitamin B12 to give you that extra boost to curb midday cravings for snacks, energy drinks, and coffee. Call 1-800-210-1922 right now, and you will receive a 1 week supply of Choose 4 Health absolutely free. Just pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-210-1922. That's 1-800-210-1922. Or visit orderchews.com. That's order, CHEWS.com. Start your healthy lifestyle now.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
We've got new developments with Russia and Israel discussing a strike on Iran. Will Russia go along with it? We're going to be talking about that. And the dollar losing half of its buying value. That's on the table right now. That's more important than Rush Limbaugh trying to buy the Rams. Believe me, if you like being homeless or you like being bankrupt, maybe you should keep focusing on Limbaugh and the Rams and Michael Jackson. But I know listeners tune in here because they're not into all that, and we really appreciate you. It's just very frustrating to see how the establishment distracts everybody. Okay, as I said, wide open phones coming up here in just a few minutes. We're also going to go live at PrisonPlanet.tv. Teresa, Mike, Roy, Earl, Saul, we're going to all of you, so stay with us. Then I'm going to do a big news blitz and premiere the new trailer, the fourth trailer for Fall of the Republic. A sneak peek inside the new film that you can pre-order right now, by the way, at Infowars.com. Pre-order it. It's not even really pre-ordering now. They start shipping out the 20th and 21st. It premieres online at PrisonPlanet.tv on the 21st, next Wednesday. But going back to Ted Anderson, Ted, here's the headlines that I have in front of me. Dollar reaches breaking point as banks shift reserves. It's now happening. We're also following a story, Ted, where they're confirming that big banks all over the U.S. are saying, oh, in the next few weeks, we're going to have different days where we're closed or part of the day are closed while we put in a new computer system, as if they couldn't do that once the banks closed at night with their banking hours. Central banks flush with record reserves are increasingly snubbing dollars, see, because they're flush with new reserves with our bailout money, for euros and yen, further pressuring greenbacks after its biggest two-quarter rout in almost two decades. I'm going to go over this later next hour. Gold hits record high. This is AP. And closes at 1,064. So it settled at above 1,050 and moving upwards. And this is the end of the line here, folks. Ted has got gold back at the $1,000 level. That's what he priced this in the market for. So you're paying for gold in the 1,000 level market. This is like being able to say Google stocks at $300 a share. That'd be like being able to go back and buy it when it was $250 a share in a time machine. And the time machine is going to break here in just a few days. You could already get better deals a few days ago and last week. Those deals are dead now. But you can do the Stargate here and go back in time and buy gold when it was in the $1,000 market. Buy silver when it was in the market at $12, now at $18. Ted, is that a good way to break it down?
Well, I guess that's the best way to analyze it, because I still have the Walking Liberty halves at 869, and we're talking about those when silver was trading at about $11.50 to $12 an ounce, and that's the price I have them on right now. I mean, that won't last very long. I mean, the price will go up on those too, but and the prices have gone up in the bullion area in the gold too, and you know, right now. I have Frank sitting at 238, same price I offered for yesterday. I have British Sovereigns sitting at 293, again, the same price I was offering them for yesterday, yet gold took a $10 increase today. So you can just do the math. I mean, honestly, Alex, I know that it's important to buy and get the best price possible, but look what's going on fundamentally to the United States of America.
Yeah, the dollar is on the rocks. They may pump it up again, but they have now said the turn has been made. They're not discussing should they kill it. They're now discussing how they're going to kill it and are now dragging the hog up by its hind legs about to slit its throat. Folks, give Ted Anderson a call. His brokers are there. Tell him it's the Alex Jones special or you'll be paying the 1,050 plus market price, which is still a great deal, 800-686-2237. They've got Franks and Sovereigns at the lower price and the silver half dollars at the insanely low price. That's still the deal from a few weeks ago. The gold's gone up. 800-686-2237. All of you that have acted in the last few months, don't you feel good buying it back when it was $870 an ounce? 800-686-2237. Call them today. Thank you, Ted.
Thanks a lot, Alex.
Don't say you weren't warned.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones, and I want each of you to ask yourself this question. Do you really know what's in your tap water? In a recent study conducted by a major environmental auditor, they found that over 260 chemicals and pollutants are present in municipal drinking water. Many of these chemicals are directly linked to cancer, reproductive, immune, and developmental system diseases. Now, what are you going to do about it? The Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator is a low-cost way to take back control of you and your family's drinking water. The Ecola Blue 28 produces up to 7 gallons of water from the humidity in the atmosphere and uses state-of-the-art carbon filtration, reverse osmosis, and ultraviolet light sterilization techniques. That's right, clean water right from the air you breathe. Order today by calling 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecolablue.com today. That's ecolablue.com.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome. It is Tuesday, the 13th day of October, 2009. Halfway point, point of no return here on this live Tuesday edition. We're going to blitz through your calls, Teresa, Mike, Roy, Earl, Saul, and others. Saul, 1-800-259-9231 is the toll-free number to join us. Dollar reaches breaking point as banks shift reserves. Gold hits record close at $1,064. Bunch of swine flu developments. Serious news with Israel and Iran. It's all coming up. Right now, let's go to Teresa in North Carolina. You're on the air. Welcome.
Hi, Alex. Thank you so much for taking my call. And first, I want to say I thank you. I thank God every day for you being there. What a strength of encouragement you've been. And the information is totally life-saving. The reason I called is I live in a little town in North Carolina where not more than, I mean, the township itself only has about 1,000 people. But the 97th Brigade from Fort Bragg contacted the political officials here in our little town, you know, the mayor, the sheriff, the city planner, and a couple commissioners. They got together, and they want to do a training exercise here. And I begged them, I begged our officials, please don't let them do this. We have no reason to have them here. But they came up and, you know, give them all kind of reasons why they should, and they agreed to let them do it, and I'm just beside myself. I don't know what this means, you know.
Well, let me tell you, ma'am, they've been doing it for 20 years. But before, they would just march through the town. Now they'll covertly lease some buildings and blow them up. They'll won't tell you when they're going to do it. They'll have helicopters fly over houses, knock over porch swings, turn things. It just happened in Kentucky. They do drills in every town and every city, and the Pentagon now admits it's to prepare the public for military occupation of the United States. But I don't think you have anything to worry about. That's the whole point of this. So that when they really do come to your town, everybody is acclimated and prepared. This is being done to teach you that it's going to be okay to have troops in the streets. Oh, they're helping at a checkpoint. Oh, they're helping with drunk drivers. Oh, they're helping with car wrecks as they put regular Army Marines. But if you want to stop it in the town, 6 years ago, Fort Bragg did drills in two towns, didn't tell one group of police, and in one drill, two separate Special Forces candidates, was their final training, tried to disarm police officers and were both shot and killed. And Delta Force crashed and killed some people in Houston a few years ago. They shot in an all-night restaurant in Miami. They tried to bribe the police chief in San Antonio. We stopped that. They did cause a heart attack at Casa Ricarda, attacking the a empty building, a former police station that police had just moved out of that week. In Kingsville, Texas in 99. This is about acclimation. You can print off Brigade Homeland. That's the Army Times from a year ago. You can also print off Mainstream News, 379,000 regular Army to patrol America. You can see regular Army at the Kentucky Derby doing security. So this is all about training us to just accept military occupation. And we always said that. Now it's publicly admitted. And so we need people in your town to go to the county commissioners after this is over and point out you were just conditioned for occupation. You were just conditioned for this. And you can print off the articles and show them what's been done and show the Pentagon admitting that that's what this is for. Also, people locally in your town need to go out and videotape what they're doing. Because a lot of times they'll go ahead and set up real checkpoints and start policing you. This is high treason that you're witnessing. Teresa, stay there. We'll briefly come back to you if you want to give us the name of the town so people can be on the lookout for this. But, yeah, it's going on in every state with foreign troops as well in many cases. NLE09 was the latest.
Have you ever wanted to generate your own supply of electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Solar power generators are now available from Solutions from Science in Thompson, Illinois. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity for free. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, and even keep food from spoiling. Whether it's hurricanes, ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out, you'll be ready. With a solar power generator from Solutions from Science, go to mysolarbackup.com and get off the grid today. That's mysolarbackup.com or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. Don't wait. Call today.
Have you heard that millionaire, entrepreneur, businessman, your congressional candidate, and author Robert Beatles wrote a new book called Here's What You Do? You can buy it at hereswhatyoudo.net as an ebook for $6 or the book for $10. And we have an audiobook on its way for you commuters as well. Here's What You Do tells you exactly what to do to survive and thrive in these harsh economic times. This book will work for anyone, rich, poor, middle class, it doesn't matter. This book truly has the information that can make you wealthy, and it will tell you how to protect your wealth as well. You know the government isn't looking out for you. You need to look out for yourself. The economy is bad, but it's probably going to get worse. You must prepare and make sure you are able to financially take care of yourself and your loved ones. Go to hereswhatyoudo.net and start today. Again, it is hereswhatyoudo.net. That's hereswhatyoudo.net. One last time, it's hereswhatyoudo.net.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm,
How much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Teresa's in North Carolina. And I'm sure if we search engine it right now, in fact, guys, just search Army to Conduct Drills North Carolina. Or Army to Conduct Urban Drills in City. And you'll get probably 20, 30, maybe more hits. In fact, we'll see it maybe in the hundreds. Arkansas, Texas, California, Iowa. And we've had the colonels on the show that run it. And it's in the local paper. You know, they announced in Arcadia, oh, well, we're going to run checkpoints and we're going to practice locking the town down and looking for illegal guns. And we're going to go door to door and ask citizens if we mind, if we search, it's only a drill. But then simultaneously, all over the country, including Dallas, Texas, for now 3 years, the Dallas Morning News reports like it's a good thing. See, we get a lot, most of our information from mainstream news, but they spin it. They go, isn't it good in Dallas that they come to even the wealthy neighborhoods? My point is, people say, oh, well, that's for the poor, dangerous folks. No, it's for everybody. And they knock and they say, we're doing a knock and talk. Man, mind if we look at your firearms, make sure they're legal? And they do it. And now in Boston, they force their way in without a warrant. Chicago's doing it. Arnold, who has a 27-point approval rating, the lowest of any California governor ever. I have that. He doesn't care. He doesn't care. He just passed a law that basically all ammo, they say it's just handgun ammo, but the way it's written, it's basically all ammo because they have rifles that handgun ammo can shoot in. So that's how they manipulate it. And he just says, you're going to biometrically scan. We're going to register you to buy ammo. Now they want to pass another law already announcing, as we knew they would do, to make it illegal to have out-of-state ammo. California sets the precedent for the rest of the country. California has fallen. Many people say they're glad they moved to the United States, moving out of California. Going back to Teresa. Teresa, what town are you in that they're planning on occupying for 3 or 4 days, I would guess?
Exactly. That's exactly what they said. They said they'll be here 3 or 4 days. They just want to make sure that if New York has some kind of catastrophe that we could handle the influx. I thought, how crazy is that? But I'm
in Oh, excuse me. Let me stop you. See, I'm getting key intel. In January, we had emergency managers from Indiana and other states on, and then later mainstream news confirmed it. They said a big flu's coming, martial law, millions dead. We need to be able to lock down your small towns in Indiana if Chicago collapses. So, see, they're definitely doing infrastructure takeover. Now they're not just saying, oh, this is for Afghanistan or Iraq. They're admitting this is for America. Tell us what they're saying. Tell us what the news is saying. Tell us what the city council is saying, and tell us the town.
The town is Warrenton. It's a little town north. We're only about 20 miles south of Virginia in North Carolina. And the news hasn't said anything. I mean, I got my information personally from a friend here who went to the meeting, and he was overthrown, but he tried his best to say, we don't need you here. We can take care of our own. You know, we don't need this kind of.
Oh, but the regular army wants to help now.
Yeah, exactly. And also, Alex, I've noticed just after recently that they started revamping the old armory here.
Oh, yeah.
And of course, you know where my mind took me there. I thought, oh, my goodness.
Everywhere they're taking the armories of the old bases, there's legislation in Congress, but they're just doing it without the legislation, kind of like they spied without the legislation, without warrants. And they call them fusion centers, threat integration centers. Matrix integration centers is the real federal name. The matrix system is what they call it. That was in the Miami papers. But the point is that they are merging the police, the locals, everything into it. And it's the total takeover of your town. So what else did they say about the meeting?
Well, they just said they want to come up and do some urban training. And it's like this commissioner friend I have said, you know, we don't need you here. This is, we don't work like that. Y'all need to go train in Mexico or someplace. But we don't have any reason for you to be here to train us or to use our little town. This is nothing like you'd be going, you know, overseas or wherever. He said, go to someplace more like where you're supposed to be shipped later.
And, well, ma'am, I'll tell you how to beat the program.
All right.
It was in, I'm having one of those moments. What's the major town right outside of Fort Bragg? Fayetteville?
Yes, exactly.
Okay, it just popped in my head, literally. The Fayetteville paper, as well as the AP, I want to say 6, maybe 7 years ago, ran the article where they told one department they were going to train with the military, and these are always drills to take over the city and the county. I mean, I've been to many of them myself, and had troops march up in America and turn my camera off. That's in my police state films. It's happened to other people that we've had out there with cameras. But the issue here is they sent out special forces cadets who were about to graduate. It said it was their last test. And they went up to police on the side of the road and would come out of the woods and try to tackle them and disarm them. And the cops thought they were under attack and killed 2 of them. Now, this was in one mishap, and a large percentage of the time, people get killed or get hurt during these drills because they get hotter and hotter, more and more real. I would find those articles, print those off, and I would bring those to the city council, and I would speak in the city council. But thank you so much for calling. Now, there, I said I would go to calls quickly, but I just spent 10 minutes with her because that subject is so important. Mike in Israel. Mike, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, hello, sir. Thank you for having me, and I wanted to wish you a lot of luck on your upcoming film. I know a lot of us are going to be out there watching it, anxiously waiting. I wanted to bring up a couple of points here today. Earlier, you were talking about violence in today's society as well as video games and so forth, and I just wanted to reflect as someone born here in the mid-80s, that I see more and more in today's society that violence is becoming so socialized and so accepted that young people are going around playing games where they openly kill each other online, and how they have the joy and the pleasure of doing this, and how it really does affect society. And if they're thinking of to make people accept the things that are coming in the near future by passively showing these images and styles of violence to people to subconsciously make them accept that. So I just wanted to tell you that I do definitely see that in my generation and younger generations as well coming out. And my second point that I wanted to bring up to you would be about what you think, being that the elites out there and the global people behind the scenes, how they have such a depth of control in our everyday lives, such as capitalism and corporatism. If their reach wouldn't be farther than that, I know that in hard times like this, a lot of people reach out to alternative means of faith and keeping the hope up, especially religion. But have you dwelled into the thought that religion may also be controlled or a tool of the elites to kind of keep the people in their place? For example, my views on this would be to say that previous kings and monarchs, and especially Europe in the past days, used to use the idea that God had given the right and the rulerships, these kings, to be able to control the people for their best interests and so forth. And we have
that's the distortion of Romans 13. That's one of the establishment's favorite little tricks they use. Look, I'm a Christian, but I don't beat people over the head with it, and I don't sit around judging everybody. I judge people on their actions and their fruits, because I see so much evil coming out of the Muslims, out of the Christians, out of the Jews, out of the Hindus. What you have is, out of the atheist, out of the animist, you have evil people in control of all the major religious groups and organizations. I mean, I haven't found one major international group that isn't controlled. And at the top, the controllers are these eugenicists who believe that they are God and that it's their right to make the world in their image, which is a nightmare world. And so I just talk about love and standing up for what's right and standing up to big centralized government, because big centralized government, as George Washington said, government is not eloquence. It is force. It is like fire, a dangerous servant and a fearful master. And so if we can reduce the size of government, reduce the size of corporate welfare, get local control, then even if your local area is a tyranny, you can run somewhere else. But if you have a global tyranny over all nations, all regions, all states, all counties, all cities, a standardized tyranny, that's a very hard tyranny to beat. And so I, number one, I'm just trying to get people to realize there's a bigger world out there, a larger agenda, a larger operation taking place, to not believe exactly what I'm saying, but to just discover the wider world for themselves and to question and to research and to then stand up and get involved and get active. But yes, the fake Christian church, both Catholic and Protestant, but especially Protestant, and I'm from a Protestant background, teach people lay down, it's the end of the world, you can't stand up to evil, you know, praise God, it's getting worse, that means we'll be teleported out of here by Captain Kirk or by Scotty. That is not going to happen. History shows that. And we've got to stand up now, even if it is the end of the world, which it's our responsibility to say no to evil. And this is the great time to awaken people and to reach out to people. This is the time that people are ready to wake up and really see the larger paradigm. Mike, good to hear from you from Israel. Hope you call back again. Roy, Earl, Saul, and others, your calls are straight ahead. 1-800-259-9231 is the toll-free number to join us. PrisonPlanet.tv is the website where Fall of the Republic will be premiering next Wednesday.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for IxQuick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the one-week StartPage challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to StartPage.com instead. Try 7 days of StartPage and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try StartPage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's StartPage.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most times there are these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that is, you're trading one problem for five or six other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. Using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Federal agents, we are armed! Why don't you grow it, you? You're all the things we know. We have to stand up for truth. Why don't you turn away, too? And then what if you saw all of the things that's wrong?
Would you stand tall and strong? Or would you turn it on? Let's continue with your phone calls. Let's go ahead and talk to Roy in Minnesota. You're on the air. Thanks for holding.
How you doing, Alex?
Good.
Hey, I really appreciate what you're doing, and I've been praying for you. And just give you a little background to who I am. My wife and I have done ministry in Russia for 6 or 7 years now, and it's amazing to me, traveling around the world, seeing different people, that a lot of what you're talking about is common knowledge around the world, but here you go into your average church and everybody seems to be so blinded and so frustrating to me coming back to America after being overseas to see these people that just wash themselves in the Fox News Network or whatever side they're on, MSNBC, Fox News, you know. And this summer we just returned from a short-term trip. And I learned that one of the best sellers in Russia right now is a book called Project Russia. It's a three-book series, and it's being told, the people are being told that they have to read this book, this series of books. And when you read these books, they talk about the Federal Reserve. They talk about 9/11. They talk about all these things that have happened to America. And it's common knowledge to these people.
But, well, let me break that down. The microcosm is like Hardin, Montana. A con artist shows up with other criminals. They start patrolling in police cars. They take over the prison that they were going to use to hold Guantanamo Bay detainees, basically. All of this is going on. Then the local constabulary says, we're making it up. He's not a felon. He's not a criminal. Now that's all come out that we were right. But still they say, we don't care, we still want the deal. And the American people said, there's no world government, there's no private Federal Reserve, the vaccines are good, trans fats are good for you, mercury in shots are good, CPS taking your kids with no warrant is good. And so we have accepted pure evil. And people aren't going to go back and say they were wrong. They are going to continue down the course like an alcoholic You know, I've known people that drunk themselves to death, that drank themselves to death, and people are telling them, you better not drink a whole bottle of vodka every day. It's going to kill you, and it kills them. I've known 35, 45, you know, people in their 30s and their 40s that have died, people I went to high school with who died drinking themselves to death. And I remember telling one of them, I saw him at a get-together, old friends, and he was drinking and had a big bottle of vodka, and I said, do you drink that every day? And I said, that's going to kill you. He was dead 2 years later. And it's the same thing. They're like with a big old bottle of vodka going, shut up. It's not going to hurt me. And we're telling them, look, that's going to kill you. And you're right. You go to Czechoslovakia, the Czech Republic, or you go to Japan. InfoWars stickers everywhere. People posted the videos on YouTube all over the place. We're much bigger. And I'm just a microcosm myself, but it's a good yardstick or bellwether or test. I mean, I can be in Latin America. I can be in Europe. Large numbers of people come up to me now. Years ago, it was just a few on the street. And the thing, it's happening here now too. But yes, Americans are under the most modern mind control, along with the British, that there is. And they're either awakening or they're getting deeper into the psychosis. Go ahead.
And what I was going to say was, you know, I'm not talking about some, When I talk about Project Russia, these books, government officials, okay, were telling their staff that they had to read these books, okay? School teachers were told they had to read these books. And it's the type of system there, you know? They were told they had to vote for Putin. So what did they do? They voted for him, you know? That's the type of system in Russia. And yet, you read this book, and I want to email this to you, okay, because they interpret it into English. And there's so much truth in this. And, you know, I sit in church on my Sunday morning, and I'm sitting beside people that advocate war. They talk about how Jesus is love. They talk about how Jesus is peace. And they're sitting there talking about how great war is, talking about how good this is. And I'm like, come on, we need to wake up. Okay, we call ourselves Christians. We need to wake up. You know, I'm so sad, and I don't know how you've done it for this long without getting so frustrated, Alex, and just want to walk away. I really don't. I've been involved in this, you know, with information like what you've been doing, you know, since 2003 when I came back after 9/11, you know. It's funny, when I went to Russia the first time, it was on July 4th of 2000.
Look, I'm going to let you briefly finish on the other side. Then we're continuing with phone calls straight ahead with Earl, Saul, Sheila, Lex, and others.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones, and I want each of you to ask yourself this question. Do you really know what's in your tap water? In a recent study conducted by a major environmental auditor, they found that over 260 chemicals and pollutants are present in municipal drinking water. Many of these chemicals are directly linked to cancer, reproductive, immune, and developmental system diseases. Now, what are you going to do about it? The Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator is a low-cost way to take back control of you and your family's drinking water. The Ecola Blue 28 produces up to 7 gallons of water from the humidity in the atmosphere and uses state-of-the-art carbon filtration, reverse osmosis, and ultraviolet light sterilization techniques. That's right, clean water right from the air you breathe. Order today by calling 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecolablue.com today. That's ecolablue.com. The illusion created by the power elite is a lie that covers even the food they want you to eat. Will you continue to be their profit center, buying their processed food that makes you sick? Go to the doctor and buy their drugs? You don't have to cooperate. There is a solution. InnerHealth Botanicals, a company that my wife and I just love, have been providing products for the last 5 years that give you the perfect solution to this madness. Try their Inner Food with 20 organic ingredients, full of dense nutrition that gives you the energy you need and will keep you well. It even won the award for Best Superfood of 2009 from our friend Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I love their NutriCafe, great organic coffee, infused with herbal extracts to boost your immune system. Try all of their truly honest products that will keep you alive and healthy. Go to enerfood.com.
or give them a call right now, 866-762-9238. Click on their banner at InfoWars.com to see all the available discounts.
The past year, you've heard about GardenInACan.com right here on GCN. GardenInACan.com is your source for premium non-hybrid and non-genetically modified seeds. Each order includes 16 carefully selected varieties made specifically for both spring and fall, giving you an extended growing season. You'll receive approximately 18,000 seeds, giving you the ability to plant a crisis garden of up to two-thirds of an acre. Every order is hermetically sealed to lock in freshness and sealed again in a large metal can for the ultimate protection, giving you a shelf life of up to 10 years. For a limited time, while supplies last, GardenInACan.com is having a sale. Order your garden in a can for only $49.95. That's right, $49.95. If you have a preparedness plan and it does not include long-term storable garden seeds, this is the best time to acquire your seeds. Take advantage of this great offer and order now. Visit GardenInACan.com. That's GardenInACan.com.
Roy in Minnesota. Okay, Roy, real fast, you were going to finish up your point.
Well, basically what I was going to say was, when I went into Russia in 2000, okay, I witnessed what a police state looks like, okay? I came back in the summer of 2001 to America, and I saw the same guns pointed at me that I saw in Russia, okay, after 9/11 happened. In 2003, I watched one of your videos, and you really woke me up about what was going on, and I appreciate what you're doing, okay? But the thing that just gets me so frustrating is because it's not just the conspiracy people that are talking about the stuff we're talking about right now. This stuff is common knowledge.
Sir, listen, I appreciate your call. They write hit pieces on me every 2 days in major publications now. And they say, Alex Jones is dangerous and insane. I mean, I can read these to you right now. I've got six or seven of them here. I meant to get to him yesterday. In fact, later in the show, if I have time, I will. Jones thinks there's a plan to devalue the dollar. Jones thinks there's a plan for a global carbon tax. Jones thinks there's a plan for a new bank of the world. I mean, I'm reporting what's in the news. So that's mind control. They're saying we're setting up world government, we're doing all of this, but it doesn't exist if you criticize it and don't want to go along with it. It's doublethink. It is Orwellian to the max. Let's talk to Earl in Texas. Earl, then Saul, Sheila, and others. Earl, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex, thanks for taking my call, and thanks for the stand that you're taking for us as American people. And I just wanted to let you know, we received a letter from my daughter's high school the other day, and they're holding a town meeting on October the 20th at the high school about the flu shots, and they're wanting to better school us as parents, to let us know what they think is best for our children.
Yeah, they're going to brainwash you. They're going to have change agents, and this has now been admitted. It's been videoed, Obama handing out lab coats to people to pose as doctors. Some of them weren't doctors. In Houston, putting fake doctors into crowds, and that's who they're going to go to. I think it's great. I'll die if I don't take it. I like the Federal Reserve. I think Homeland Security should make it mandatory. You need to go to the event with the inserts. You can just go to any drugstore or go online. We've got them on InfoWars and Prison Planet in the flu section. And you can go in with print-ups of the insert, circled or highlighted, but go to Kinko's. You'll make copies. Go to a copying place. Now I guess it's FedEx something. I forget the new name. And just hand those out. And you may have cops in America walk over and go, see, a town hall is supposed to be about you speaking. But in America, you don't speak. So don't be surprised if the local deputy comes over and goes, you got a problem? What you doing handing those out? Boy, you got authorization? This is Soviet Russia. This is Nazi Germany. And then you got to be calm and say, it's a town hall. I'm allowed to hand out the inserts of what's in this. Would you like one? But you're probably And we need everybody to start videotaping this with little hidden camera pins, or they've got other little clip-ons you can put on, and then put it on YouTube showing them, because other people go to town halls, they go to school events, and they're staged. If you actually try to get up and ask a real question, they'll swarm you, they'll have their people up by the microphone, they'll tell you, get out of here. Because they, the locals have been told, you go along with this, you're going to get a piece of it. Just like Hardin, Montana, or anywhere else. And yeah, they're going to call you in. The schools are meant to take over the community, and then you're going to be told. And Obama's going to be on the TV set telling the kids what they've got to do. The Department of Education with daily announcements that was always planned with Channel One, where they show them 15 minutes in second period. And again, if you don't like, this is the state taking over your community. Tell me more.
Well, what they don't understand is, though, Alex, where I'm from, it's eye for an eye. And when they swarm me and tell me I can't have my freedom of speech, which is in the Constitution, I'm going to the event, and I am taking my video camera.
Good.
And I'm going to take a stand for what I think is right for my child. Nobody knows my child better than me and her mom. And I will not stand not one second for anybody telling me what my child has to do except for me. And when they tell me I can't have my freedom of speech, I'm going to get louder.
Good. But also bring a few of your friends and family. Try to do some flyering beforehand with the truth about the flu vaccine, a few bullet points. That way more people are upset. You should call into local talk radio. Say you're an upset parent. Get the phones going. And because believe me, more people, I'll guarantee you, where are you calling from in Texas, Earl?
I'm calling from Burnett.
Burnett is just full of patriots. And so you guys, they call at the town hall, you go take that event over.
We can do that.
Anything else, Earl?
Well, another thing that really bothers me, Alex, here in the last few weeks, of course, you know Burnett's in the Hill Country, and there's been an awful lot of flyovers around, right over the top of my house. I mean, yesterday they were flying over in their helicopters so low it was vibrating the windows in my house.
That's always been going on in Burnett. Did you see those national TV pieces I was in 98 when even local police said, yeah, we saw helicopters go over and spray the town, and then everybody got sick? Do you remember that?
Yes. And what really bothers me, though, is in the last, I'd say the last month, they have doubled in number. As far as flyovers, usually, used to there'd be just like one helicopter every day. Now there's 5, 6 to 10 helicopters every day.
Are they Army, State Police, or local police?
They are Army helicopters. And I know that Fort Hood is right, probably about an hour and a half drive from me, but still, that many flyovers in one day, I don't understand.
Well, they might be doing drills or something, but we know if they have pods on the bottom that they're scanning your house. And don't feel bad. Everybody gets scanned. And that's all part of being slaves.
Right. Well, Alex, if there's ever anything I can do to help you, I'm here for you.
Well, God bless you. I'm here for you, too. I appreciate the call, Roy, Earl. We just talked to Roy. Let's talk to Saul, excuse me, I keep mispronouncing it. Saul in California, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex, how's it going?
Good, thanks for holding. Welcome.
Hey, thank you. I just, number one, want to say, man, you're doing a brilliant job of getting this news out there to everybody. I have all of my friends, I'm in my mid-20s, all of my friends are waking up. People are just totally realizing what is happening, and I really have you to thank for that. Because I'm not religious or anything, but I just know you're listening to whatever positive force is within you and the truth, and that is a great job. Brilliant. But I really wanted to talk about how I just don't think that we are ever getting to solutions. I mean, we point out a lot of problems. We know that there's a lot of things going on, a lot of corrupt mind control and manipulation with the currency and the military gaining more control by the day. And things are just starting to look like they're going to go haywire soon. So I just wanted to maybe throw some ideas out there that I've had as far as, like, an approach we can have towards a solution.
Sure. Tell us your solutions. But then I'm going to differ with you at the end. All we talk about here is solutions.
Okay, okay. No, it's true, it's true. But this is one that I don't think has been put out there very often, which is, you know, one approach is I went to the We Are Change LA meeting maybe about a month ago. And, you know, I came in, I started meeting all the people there, and I started realizing, you know what, we're all just going to jump in our cars, pump it full of gas, go eat our junk food at McDonald's or whatever to stay alive and go spend dollars. So we are still keeping the system going every day, even though we're fighting. And I just think it's, you know, people are getting laid off left and right. Like, why don't we embrace that and just detach from the system that way? Don't go to our jobs. Don't use their money anymore. You know, stay on our properties, you know, fight for our rights here. And, you know, if we fight violently or anything, we end up fighting alone. So that's why I think we should just combine our efforts and not use their money anymore and just start something new in our country, because this is our land, not theirs.
Okay. I appreciate your call. Anything else you'd like to add?
No, that's pretty much it. I just wanted to throw that out there. But thanks again for doing such a great job, Alex.
Thank you. I think a lot of what you're saying is true in that we shouldn't patronize groups and organizations we know are pro-New World Order. Like, I know United Way and American Red Cross got caught after 9/11 keeping about half the money they swore would go to first responders, and they used a lot of that money for anti-gun groups, anti-Second Amendment groups. So where's the solution? Knowledge. I identify them to people as bad guys. They get the best of us to think we're doing good, and then we go and give our money to them, and then they use it against us. You have to identify, you know, you can't just try to do good. You have to do the research to know that what you're doing is hitting the mark. That's like Glenn Beck. I don't enjoy getting up here and bashing Glenn Beck. I don't enjoy spending time on him. I don't spend my other time bashing people in the media a lot because they're just puppets. But Glenn Beck is in a key position to be a Benedict Arnold, a Judas goat, to lead us to the slaughter. He's attacked Ron Paul. He's attacked myself. He's attacked the liberty movement at key junctures. He says the FEMA camps don't exist, even though it's mainstream media they exist. He's there to pacify. I've got clips of him at Tea Parties, bad-mouthing the Tea Parties, going, you guys are nuts, don't do anything violent, for the news cameras. He acts like a clown on purpose. He's taken my passion, what I do, and turned it into a shtick. It's widely admitted the guy tries to mimic me, but only for coloration, only for veneer of camouflage. He's co-opting our movement. Now, it's not going to work. People are seeing through him. But, and a lot of people won't see through him till more betrayals. But I'm planting the seeds now so people will see his betrayals down the line. Now, that sounds like I'm going off in another direction. You know, you mentioned solutions, and I say solutions are not being conned and led down the primrose path. But one of the favorite memes or maxims or slogans used against me is, Alex Jones just gives gloom and doom. Alex Jones doesn't give solutions. And the COINTELPRO parrot that, and then weak-minded people pick it up and regurgitate it and mockingbird it themselves. Why am I attacked by mainstream media? Why am I attacked by the left and the right? Why am I attacked by the State Department? Why am I attacked? Why am I on the White House enemies list? Because, folks, I'm hitting on all cylinders. I'm not perfect, but I know who the enemy is. I know what their game plan is. I know what their operation is, because I have read thousands of government documents and white papers and hundreds of their books, like Eco-Science by the White House Science Czar. I mean, I know who they are. It's like I'm the coach of a football team who sends scouts out to spy on the other football team when they're practicing. I mean, I know what their plays are. I know what their moves are. They don't like it. And they know that most intelligent people who can figure this out decide to go join the system because they get scared. And they say, well, I can't beat them. I'll join them. I'll just go serve the system. And that's what the elite say. They say, oh, you understand it, so you're one of us. Don't, you know, those idiots scum down there, they don't want your help anyways. And in many respects, that's true. But I still morally have to make the right decision. I can't just turn myself over to evil. But we started, my listeners and I, the movement to get states to declare sovereignty, which is really effective and puts that idea out there. And it's a process. I started the movement, put the idea out. People ran with it to have cities, counties, and states, 800-plus cities, six, seven states, I forget. I know it was above six. Maybe eight states said no to the Patriot Act. We pointed out that torture was wrong. That the media first came out, and the government first came out and said, yeah, we're torturing people, including their children. That's in the Washington Post. I put it in Road to Tyranny, released February 2002. Then when people found out about the torture, they said, oh, we don't like it. The government said, oh, we're not really torturing, only a little bit. See, first they tried to sell you, then you didn't like it, so they backed off. But they took two steps, we pushed them a step back. They took three steps, we pushed them two steps back. They took four steps, we pushed them three and a half steps back. The good news is they're still making gains on us, but every time we're pushing back further, we're getting close to pushing them back. Where they take two steps, we push them back two and a half steps. They take five steps, we push them back six steps. I mean, you know, the first five or six, seven, eight fights I got in when older kids would beat me up, I got my butt whooped. But let me tell you, the seventh, eighth, ninth, tenth time, that didn't happen, folks. And when I would come home with black eyes and a bloody nose, my parents didn't call the police and ninny and freak out. My dad would say, well, you'll just have to kick their ass harder next time. And my dad wasn't some big, tough, you know, guy going around. He's very mild-mannered. But that was just common sense for somebody from Texas. And you know what? Now I'm not afraid of somebody. I'm not looking for trouble. But if somebody wants to pull a knife on me or club or wants to attack me, I'm going to beat the living hell out of them. I'm probably going to kill them. And that's what fighting is. You fight the tyranny. You grow the muscles. You engage. You get involved. You go out to events. You get to where you're nervous the first time you go to a public event and speak out. But the 10th time you do it, you're not nervous and you got a hunger to do it. It's that simple, ladies and gentlemen. All we talk about is we got to defeat this bill that attacks our free speech. We got to defeat this anti-gun bill. Oh, we don't care. That's California. That sets the precedent for the whole country. You know, we've got a call for the bankers' arrest. They've arrested some of them. We got a call for auditing the Fed. Ron Paul's been trying to audit the Fed since the early 1980s. More than 25 years, and now we're not going to get it this year, maybe not even next. But the Fed is fighting it like it's going to kill them because it will. You audit the Fed, it's over. We talk about getting involved in community, not fighting with your husbands and wives, teaching your kids about the New World Order, not taking vaccines. The Gardasil shot may end up getting canceled. 70%+ of people are refusing the flu shot. All we talk about is solutions, how to get active. Guy called in earlier about the school function. He's going down there to confront him. You know, we are doing it. We are talking about solutions. But what about instead of, like, trying to bankrupt yourself and not be part of the system, which they don't really care about that, what if we try to build ourselves up?
Berkey Water Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration available on the market. The revolutionary Berkey Light self-sterilizing and recleanable purification elements purify water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and by extracting harmful chemicals such as herbicides, pesticides, VOCs, organic solvents, radon-222, and trihalomethanes. They also reduce nitrates, nitrites, sediment, and unhealthy minerals such as lead and mercury.
As an authorized dealer for over 4 years serving thousands of satisfied customers, we offer amazing specials for Berkey Light water systems. Order the Berkey Light system today and we'll include two black Berkey Elements and three Sport Berkey water bottles for only $209 with free shipping. That's right, free shipping and three Sport Berkey water bottles and $89 value free for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 877-886-3653 now to order. That's the Berkey guy at 877-886-3653 or visit our website at directive21.com.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Attention, an important product from HempUSA.org, Microplant Powder, will change your life by removing all types of positive toxins, such as heavy metals, parasites, bacteria, viruses, and fungus from the digestive tract and stomach wall so you can absorb nutrients. Microplant Powder is 89% silica and packed with a negative charge that attracts positive toxins from the blood, organs, spine, and brain. This product has the ability to rebuild cartilage and bone, which allows synovial fluid to return to the joints. Silica is a precursor to calcium, meaning the body turns silica into calcium and is great for the heart. There is no better time than now to have Microplant Powder on your shelf or in your storage shelter. And with an unlimited shelf life, you can store it anywhere. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. It's a great way to change your life. So call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
If the government and the media come out and say, we're going to regulate every facet of your life, we're going to have year-round school, we're going to take most of your children from you, we're going to sterilize you, you would get angry and say no. So instead, Schwarzenegger said a week ago, he said, I'm not going to sign this bill to start registering everybody to buy ammo and biometrically thumbprinting you. And I said last Wednesday before I went out of town, I said, Schwarzenegger will sign this bill. Because they've gone into a complete military mode of how does he kill opposition? He just says, I'm not going to do it. Then he signs it. They say this bill does not have amnesty for illegal aliens. It's in the bill. They say this doesn't have death panels and ration care. And it is a government takeover. It's in the bills. They say the dollar's not losing value as it's losing value. I mean, they just bald-faced lie, or they come out and say, yeah, the Army patrolling America is great. They either throw it in your face or deny it. And they're just following psychological warfare manuals on the public. The establishment knows exactly what they are doing. They understand to a T what they're doing. Now, as long as we argue with the false left paradigm and argue with this false projection they put up of a bunch of distractions and diversions, they're invincible. But the minute you go, This is a bunch of fancy flim-flam. You're a bunch of criminal liars using psychological techniques to manipulate. I want you arrested. I want my Bill of Rights back. No, you know, just no, 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 no. You say no. And they're going to go ahead and try all this, but then it's going to blow up in their face. And that's how this works, ladies and gentlemen. And you want a solution, look right directly into the mirror. If you want a solution, it is staring at you in the mirror. Hollywood and the corporate media has this archetypal image of a hero, one guy with a silver bullet who fixes it all. That doesn't exist. It's everybody getting involved, speaking out, getting a buzz going, saying no. I don't care if you live in East Texas or Alabama or New York or Florida or California or Oregon or Montana or Wyoming or Colorado or New Mexico or Nevada or Arizona or Oklahoma or Indiana or Iowa or Ohio or Nebraska or Hawaii or Alaska. It doesn't matter. Go down to your city council. Speak out on these issues. Go down everywhere. Hold up the articles going, the banks, they admit, have issued tens of trillions of money. They're buying up real assets and then leaving us with the bill and devaluing our dollar. Here's Bloomberg. The feds are criminal. And just get the buzz going. And also use the knowledge you know about the New World Order to inform others. Information is the key, so the people know what they're facing and know what they're dealing with. I'm going to continue with Sheila, Lex, William, Steve, Joe, and others straight ahead in the fourth hour. Big news blitz. I am going to get to the premiere of the fourth trailer. We'll be live at PrisonPlanet.tv coming up as well for the new film, Fall of the Republic. Pre-order Fall of the Republic now. It ships next Wednesday on DVD. In the order the orders are received.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Have you ever wanted to generate your own supply of electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Solar power generators are now available from Solutions from Science in Thompson, Illinois. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity for free. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, and even keep food from spoiling. Whether it's hurricanes, ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out, you'll be ready. With a solar power generator from Solutions from Science, go to mysolarbackup.com and get off the grid today. That's mysolarbackup.com. Or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. Don't wait. Call today.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Let's continue with your phone calls. Let's talk to Sheila in Indiana. Sheila, you're on the air.
Hello, Alex.
Hi.
I live in Northwest Indiana. I was at work last week, and I have a fellow coworker who tells me I won't believe what she got in the mail. It's a letter from the government wanting to know why her son hadn't had his 18-month vaccinations and that they would be going door-to-door, asking people why in general. I told her to bring me the letter so I could Xerox it, send it to you. I had heard you talk about it previously on a show about a couple weeks ago, maybe. I listened to yours on YouTube, and I got passed out on the floor at work when she told me this, because even though I hear it, to hear it from the mouth of somebody who works with me was just unbelievable. So that's what I called in to tell you. I've been waiting to tell you this all day. What do we do when we get the... when I get the letter, I decided not to vaccinate my children any further than I've already damaged them. So I probably should be getting a letter soon because my son has not gotten his 2-year shots. It's just,
well, ma'am, they're going to, again, it's all color of law. But yes, all over the country, and this has been in mainstream news the last couple of years, really creepy bureaucrats in like fake police uniforms. It's normally a private contractor through the city health department or state health department with a federal grant. And they show up in these weird vans and they come and threaten you in many cases. Like if you open the door and go, what are you doing here? They'll kind of grovel and leave. But if you act like the average American, you know, you see a uniform, you start groveling, they'll start intimidating. They write reports for CPS if they see any dog hair on the floor or any clothes on the floor, which is normal. And they'll say, you're going to be arrested if you don't take the shots. And they get bounties on your kids, and they'll shoot them up right there. And, yeah, no. I mean, Obama said he wanted his 13 million volunteers. Only 1 million showed up, thank God. But they don't care. They're getting trained. They go door to door and intimidate and say, why don't you support health care? Why don't you support this? And again, it's not just Obama. They're setting the precedent. When a Republican gets in, it'll just shift to other issues. But they're building the infrastructure. And do you have the letter? Because I would like to show people that.
I would definitely. The girl that I talked to, she said she'd bring it in today. I work tonight. And I just told her to scratch out her name and any personal information and that I could Xerox them and send at least a couple to you or one to you. Do I just go on your InfoWars, go to your email and just...
The problem is my guys all work real hard, but our email system, it's good. It just gets 10,000 a day or something, so it gets all scrambled. Let me put you on hold and give you the Hoosiers email, and then keep your eyes open for that. You can also, it's always smart to CC it to Aaron at InfoWars.com, CC it to Watson, CC it to Kurt. If something's really important, just send it to everybody and hopefully we'll get it. And then call back or email us, you know, if you don't see us cover it. But we're kind of getting desensitized ourselves. We get so many letters with them taking people's kids for no reason. So many letters with them taking people's kids because the neighbor sees them, yell at them. There's no law. You can't yell at them, but they still take them. The family courts violate the 7th Amendment. Totally criminal. But it's just hell is out there. But people aren't aware of it because the mainstream media doesn't. Everybody's being abused in isolated ways.
Yeah. How long do you think they're going to bust down the door? I just don't answer it because I don't think I'm going to answer the door if some men in uniform come to my door.
Why we had in every other country. I make the point that hundreds of nations fell in the last century to tyranny alone. Most nations fall to tyranny 99% of the time, literally. And that's why the founding fathers said, if you want to come to my house and talk to me, you better have a warrant. But they're just slowly, through practice, through color of law criminality, getting rid of it. You don't answer the door for the local thugs when they come with their injectors. We'll be right back.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
The illusion created by the power elite is a lie.
that covers even the food they want you to eat? Will you continue to be their profit center, buying their processed food that makes you sick? Go to the doctor and buy their drugs? You don't have to cooperate. There is a solution. Inner Health Botanicals, a company that my wife and I just love, have been providing products for the last 5 years that give you the perfect solution to this madness. Try their Inner Food with 20 organic ingredients full of dense nutrition that gives you the energy you need and will keep you well. It even won the award for Best Superfood of 2009 from our friend Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I love their NutriCafe, great organic coffee infused with herbal extracts to boost your immune system. Try all of their truly honest products that will keep you alive and healthy. Go to enerfood.com or give them a call right now, 866-762-9238. Click on their banner at Infowars.com to see all the available discounts.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
That's a new way to do talk radio. You open your mic up live and just cough right in the microphone. I'm working during every break on other projects. My whole life is just a blur of New World Order corruption. The last lady, Sheila in Indiana, called in, for those that just joined us, and she was talking about how she heard on the show that these weird hired contractors, sometimes city workers, sometimes CPS or health department, send you threatening letters. And this has been in the news. I've been hearing about this for years, but the last few months I've seen it in the news. And they say, we show your child's not vaccinated. Why? Especially in Northern California, where in some areas over 65% of the children, the news reports it with horror, aren't vaccinating in some of the most highly educated, affluent cities because the parents aren't stupid. I mean, I have AP, Reuters, London Telegraph here, where Homeland Security and NHS workers in England, not just here, but will not take the shot. The majority, I mean, these are doctors, won't take it. But the government then sends you threatening letters. We're coming to your house, finding out why you haven't taken all these dozens of different vaccines. And then their excuse is, I hear Dr. Dina Dell almost every week when I tune in, because I just happen to be in the car driving to work when that's on. They re-air it locally on Sundays here, so I hear it driving into the office, because my show comes on after that here locally and syndicated as well. But the point is that I'm driving and I hear him say, I think it's just terrible people won't vaccinate their children. They're endangering your children. And so they need to be arrested and they need to be charged and they need to be sued. With this government's history of chemical, biological, radiological testing on troops and foster kids and black people and killing people. I mean, all the thousands of declassified cases of irradiating foster children to death. I mean, the list goes on and on. I always just throw out the few well-known examples. Releasing biologicals on the New York subway, 68, killed a bunch of people, but that remains classified. They admit they killed people and had army doctors posing as regular doctors in local hospitals to test the progress of the disease. No, that was really to test whether they had doctors that were cold-blooded to kill so they could then advance them up to put psychopaths in higher rooms to start larger cadre groups under them. That's how this works. So all of that is going on. But the reason I wanted to talk a little bit more about what she was discussing is it wasn't real for her till it happened to her coworker. Till her coworker got the letter saying, we're coming to your house to ask why you hadn't taken the shots. It's intimidation. Just like they tell the parents, the schools, we're going to have a town hall to get you straight. We run the community now. We're the boss now. We're the federal node into the police department and the schools. We run your town now. We're going to tell you, mommy and daddy, what you're going to do. We're going to keep your kids 12 months out of the year, 10 hours a day, not 8 hours a day. That's just for starters. It worked in China and Russia. We're doing it here. But notice it didn't hit her when she heard it on the show till it actually happened to her in her own life. Now, I understand what she's going through. When I was in Hardin, Montana, and then the last night I went up to Billings to stay in the local hotel, and that morning, going down to get some coffee, on the first floor, for some reason, the doors opened on the third floor, and there were all these Girl Scouts, and the doors started closing again, but I noticed police, so I hit the button again and stepped out, and then actually... And I know I've told the story repeatedly, but it's so important. And I thought, should I go get a camera? And I just looked at the cops, and I looked at Homeland Security, and I looked at them getting off on indoctrinating the kids. And then there's issues of taping, you know, children. And I thought, well, I can sneak up here with a camera. This all went through my head in a split second. And kind of shoot them from the back so it doesn't show their faces. That's what CNN did when they reported how great it was that Girl Scouts will be spying on you. They showed kids from the back or blurred their faces. And I just did what everybody else did. I said, I can't handle this crap anymore. I just got in the elevator, closed it, and then left Montana. None of us are perfect. I mean, you know, the great Alex Jones, the big fighter of the New World Order, I wasn't expecting it. And that's how tyranny works. You don't expect CPS at your door. You don't expect your daughter gets a bruise on her knee in gym class, so they come strip search her in Hays County and try to take her away from you and don't tell the parents, violating state law, they did it. And then they lie about it and say they didn't. And then later admit they did. You know, you don't expect lying and criminality and evil, because you're not evil. At least you're not overtly, wantonly evil, given over to evil. And so... I mean, I'm getting to the point the same way. I mean, it's even overwhelming me where I'm just like, my God, what's coming next? You know, I mean, it's bad enough to know they're training Boy Scouts and Girl Scouts to spy on their parents. But then to get emails from Boy Scout and Girl Scout leaders going, it is true we get a badge for preparedness and to help Homeland Security, but it's not like you say. And then I've got their own literature, and I've seen them training them, and it's not as bad as you say with the Boy Scouts. It's only one group of Boy Scouts, only one division, and they list the name of it. You know, one that trains to help police and go after veterans and gun owners. You know, they just find any reason to. Let me tell you, it's un-American. To open a door up and there's hundreds of little girls with police and Homeland Security. I mean, let me tell you, that isn't America. And if you don't know that that isn't America and that is dangerous as hell, I don't know what to say to you anymore. Folks, we know where this road goes. We're almost there. Here's an analogy. It's like you're a kid. Your parents put you in the back of the car. You go, where are we going, Mom and Dad? We're going to the carnival. We're going to the fair. And you kind of don't believe it. You're so excited because, you know, it's a surprise. And you're like, really? 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 I don't believe it. I don't believe it. And then finally, you see the Ferris wheel at night off in the distance. And you're like, we really are going to the fair. I mean, my parents always surprised me. I don't know if you have those similar memories, but the point is, that I'm here with a pair of binoculars going, world government, new world order, global corporate takeover. Here's their own documents. And it's not on the news, so people go, oh, you're a liar. Now we're arriving at the new world order. It isn't a fun Ferris wheel. It's a slaughterhouse. And you can smell the stench. You can hear the braying sheep. And still people are in denial. Okay, you have been warned. Let's go ahead and talk to Lex in Ohio. Lex, you're on the air.
Hey, thanks, Alex. Great show today. Awesome guest, the doctor earlier, and really appreciated Sheila's call. I also want to talk about some Prison Planet-inspired research about vaccines and the flu that I've been doing. But first, I wanted to tell you how I actually found your show in the first place, which was totally by accident. I was on Justin.TV last November trying to watch football for free like a macho tough guy. And through looking for things in Texas, found you, and I was instantly hooked, man. You're all over Justin TV with movies and clips and fans. So really inspiring. And but I also, the downside was finding out how hard it is to be your fan because in these times, you know, liberty and truth and hero worship, hero vilification, disinformation, it's pretty brutal. So I encourage people to find online forums and places like Justin TV. I'm in a room a lot called Verbal Militia TV, and we show your movies, encourage people to do their own research just like you do. We try to tell people to focus more on the message and not the messenger. But the reason I called is to tell you I followed your and Dr. Tenpenny's advice. I think it saved my daughter's life. She's 6 months old today. We did not vaccinate her and have no intentions to. She's a picture of health. Our friends that have had kids right around the same time, you know, I've got friends with 8 months old and 4 months old, earaches, runny noses, the kids don't sleep, they're grouchy, they're fussy, but, you know, our kid, honestly, a perfect 6 months to the day. So since I, you know, kind of fell onto your bandwagon and Dr. Tenpenny's bandwagon, I've started following her. She's from Ohio, like me. Not only did I download all the PDF inserts like you guys recommended from FDA.gov, it's really easy to do, I read each and every one of them and found that, and hopefully you can help me out here because I want to make sure, you know, I'm not a doctor and I know you're not either, but maybe you can help me understand this. But
no, it says it doesn't protect you from the flu, it can sterilize you and give you cancer.
Absolutely. So all the flu shots this year, not just the H1N1 specific vaccine,
they all have
contain,
it.
All contain H1N1, as they did last year and the year before that and the year before that. H1N1 is the most common strain of type A influenza on the planet, so it always kills more people worldwide than any other strain. I mean, if H1N1 was the swine flu, pigs would be dying.
No, it's all lies. Literally, it's all a giant fraud and a hoax. It's the adjuvants they're adding that are really going to screw people up. But going back to what you talked about, getting involved and reaching out on the trolls, they don't even hide it anymore. I don't spend a lot of time on this because I'm too busy, but we should do a big report on it at least 60% of the time on YouTube. I will notice the same people keep commenting in hundreds of my videos every day like it's their job. I mean, I can go to hundreds of my videos and the same guys are there saying the same thing. You go to their YouTube channels and they're in Iraq with machine guns, and they admit they work for the U.S. government, and they're taking over. So, I mean, these are absolute traitors. Stay there.
Remain in your houses. The President of the United States has declared martial law under Executive Order 11004.
Will they do it? Will they pull the trigger this time? We all pray they stand down, but an engineered crisis seems more likely with each passing day. Think it can't happen here? Executive Order 10990 locks down all highways. Executive Order 10995 seizes control of all media outlets. Executive Order 10998 controls all farms and food supplies. All these executive orders are now cocked, loaded, and waiting for the right crisis. So if you're worried about the possibility of martial law here in America or have questions about how to survive it, go to martiallawsurvival.com. That's martiallawsurvival.com. Go to martiallawsurvival.com right now.
You must remain in your houses until your bracelets are scanned.
In the New World Order's war against humanity,
Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
How many times have you been in a situation where having a hidden audio or video recorder would have made a difference in your life? In the past, owning a hidden video recorder has been expensive and too much of a bother to carry. That was then. This is now. Introducing Diginet Spy Sunglasses. These sunglasses contain a small hidden camera that will record up to 4 hours of real-time audio and video. The Diginet sunglasses are perfect for traffic stops, unlawful searches and seizures, town hall meetings, proving your innocence, or any other situation you'd like to record. And if sunglasses aren't for you, check out the DigiPen. It does the same great job as the sunglasses, but in the form of a functional pen. Video never lies. Watch Big Brother back. Visit diginet.net. That's diginet.net. 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 Or call 1-888-344-6681. 1-888-344-6681 today.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or 2-sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Shackles. Don't want no shackles on me.
Look at Jimmy Vaughn. Double Trouble, Fabulous Shackles. Thunderbirds, all those other great
Don't
top
want no shackles on me.
Blues, rock and roll bands. He goes to events all over the country for Ron Paul and others. He makes great music, speaking out against the New World Order and Big Brother. And he sings about, I don't want any chains on my family. Look at Muse, one of the number one rock and roll bands in the world right now. Big fans of this show, endorse this show, wear InfoWars and TerrorStorm shirts on international TV, speak out against the New World Order. Glenn Beck endorses them and says that he loves them. They send him a letter and a phone call saying, do not endorse us. We know your New World Order. And maybe we can keep Glenn Beck in line, because he says all the right things up to the point he betrays you. And I hate to have to keep going back to Glenn Beck. I just watched some of him yesterday, and it's really scary what he's doing. Same thing with Limbaugh and all these guys. They're exposing Obama, but they're not exposing the Republicans, which are controlled by the same group. And if we don't get past the distractions of the left and right, it's over. But getting back to COINTELPRO, the FBI program that's declassified, of how they try to discredit leaders. The system knows that when national TV and print attacks me, that people don't trust the mainstream media. So for most people, that's a badge of honor, a badge of certification that I'm bona fide. But when they have people attack me and lie, and there's hundreds of them, I'm a Scientologist. No, I'm not. Never have been. I work for the Vatican. And I'm not bashing Catholics, but my whole family's Protestant. The Ayers family and others helped found Texas. We're famous Protestants. We came here for the Protestant religion, pushing it in Texas. That's not true. Trying to get Catholics and Protestants to fight with each other. That we're owned by ABC. ABC does not own any of Genesis, owns nothing we're doing, no affiliation other than years ago we leased a satellite, a radio satellite. And, of course, station owners are laughing at this because they know the number one satellite receiver was an ABC Star guy. Before that, it was owned by another company. It's the same satellite. Now it's Chancellor or something else. The point is we go lease a satellite. You know, like I have phone service with AT&T. I'm not owned by AT&T. They say that. They lie and say some Saudi Arabian guy owns us because there's some other company called Genesis. And they know full well that's not true. They can go read the incorporation papers of Genesis Communications in Minneapolis, Minnesota. They don't care because they're operatives. And it's one thing to know they're operatives in your gut and to recognize it. But it's another thing to just over time, you see a commenter and they give their handle and you go to their MySpace and they're in psych warfare, they're in the military, or they work for the ADL, or they work for a big government group. And now on YouTube, they don't even hide it. They have websites about what online brigade they are countering disinfo. And the Pentagon admits they're doing this. And they're there in their uniforms. And they even do broadcasts in their uniforms with camo behind them saying, I'm a liar and a traitor. And then I find they have dummy accounts, though, that they'll have linked that look like other people. And they're, I mean, 8-10 hours a day, you'll see them posting in every video. And it really hits you like a punch in the stomach. Man, the military really is targeting me. I mean, they really are that bad. I don't mean the whole military or our troops, but the system. They really have people who think that's freedom to be out there lying about me. And they don't care. They notice like a fishing bait. Oh, a purple worm with a yellow tail is catching black bass right now. Or it's not catching them. I'll go to a black worm with a red tail or a green worm with a pink tail. You know, they'll say, I'm an anti-Semite. Or they'll say, I know I work for Israel. Or they'll say that I said there were space aliens in the Hardin, Montana detention center and mustard gas. I never said that. But they just go and say it everywhere. And then people say, you've got to respond. You've got to talk about this. What is there to talk about? The establishment wants to keep me from covering issues and warning people about the flu shot and the Gardasil shot and the plunging dollar and the police state and the New World Order. I'm not taxing you. I'm not taking over your bank account. I'm not enslaving you. I'm not injecting you. The elites are, but they want us all to infight with each other instead of ever focusing on them. It's unbelievable, and it's getting worse.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones, and I want each of you to ask yourself this question. Do you really know what's in your tap water? In a recent study conducted by a major environmental auditor, they found that over 260 chemicals and pollutants are present in municipal drinking water. Many of these chemicals are directly linked to cancer, reproductive, immune, and developmental system diseases. Now, what are you going to do about it? The Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator is a low-cost way to take back control of you and your family's drinking water. The Ecola Blue 28 produces up to 7 gallons of water from the humidity in the atmosphere and uses state-of-the-art carbon filtration, reverse osmosis, and ultraviolet light sterilization techniques. That's right, clean water right from the air you breathe. Order today by calling 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today. That's ecolablue.com.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Hi, it's MZ, wondering how many of us Alex Jones fans intend to take the swine flu vaccine. I'm not, don't trust it, but then I don't want to get the disease either. So I use PureWorks, a unique disinfectant that comes in foam or spray form. PureWorks is not your typical hand disinfectant. There is no alcohol to dry your skin, and it lasts for hours, not minutes. Use PureWorks to protect yourself from disease and infection. You can find out all about it and order it online at nogerms.info. That's nogerms.info. Don't introduce potentially dangerous chemicals or toxins into your body to keep you well when they could actually cause the sickness you want to avoid. Don't pick your nose, don't shake hands, and don't handle banisters, rails, and doorknobs. Do try PureWorks, available online at wholesale pricing to Alex Jones listeners. Go to nogerms.info. That's nogerms.info. Be well and stay well. Best MZ.
Yesterday on air, I talked about how I'm in over my head. And I got a lot of emails and even saw some comments saying, Alex, you know, if you can't handle the pressure, take some time off. People misunderstood what I was saying. It was a point of strength, a point of growth, which I already consciously recognize that I can't save the world. None of us can individually. But just to say to myself, it's in God's hands, and I'm going to do the best job I can. But to also realize I am in over my head, and I can't do it all. Now, that's a far cry from the average person who just says, I don't care, and smiles and laughs about the state of the world, and just doesn't care and is so selfish, they don't realize that by being selfish, they destroy their own society, their own future. We're going to take William, Steve, and Joe's calls. That's all I have time for with calls because I do have a news blitz I want to cover. And we're going to have the world premiere of trailer number 4 of Fall of the Republic in T-minus 7 minutes. But right now I want to go to Marty Schachter, who joins us once a month, because solutions are symbiotic. Doing things that are good for the consumer, good for the radio show that gets the message out, good for the company that makes it, because by supporting an true organic, high quality, but very low price value, like the Calbin Pure Soap Company, we grow the infrastructure. Just like 10 years ago, you couldn't find organic food, non-GMO in stores. Now it's half the food in stores, displacing the big agribusiness, and they're getting mad. Just like the Second Amendment culture is growing in polls. Less Americans want to restrict the Second Amendment now. 25 years ago, you look at the polls, the majority of Americans were pro-abortion. Now it's flipped. The vast majority are against it. We're winning. That's why they're going from the velvet glove of tyranny to taking the velvet glove off and saying, okay, you are in a tyranny. They're getting rid of that pretense. That makes them weaker. The point is, I like having Marty up once a month because I discovered his Pure Soap because the sales manager at Genesis was a big fan of it. Into organics, into environment and things. And since it's factory direct, it's 85% off. It was the sales manager that got Marty Schachter to ever advertise. Marty didn't advertise. Marty's been around since 1947. Marty, when he got back from World War II in the chemical corps, chemical weapons, noticed that the new detergents were chemical weapons, basically. So he said, "Why? Where's all the soap? It's all gone." And he and his father, now he runs it with his son, 63 years almost, running the Cal Ben Pure Soap Company out of Oakland, California. Factory direct to your door, whether you want a little tote bag or a year supply, they got it all. This is how you fight the New World Order. One little way is patronizing, consuming, supporting people that give you a high-quality product that's good for your family. And we also educate people about what's in the detergents and in the fake soaps. Marty, good to have you here with us.
Oh, thank you, Alex. It's a pleasure talking to you and you're listening.
Five-star soap.
My once-a-month thrill.
Well, it's my once-a-month thrill to have you and always hear the limerick. Fivestarsoap.com. You can spell out five or the number five. Fivestarsoap.com. Got banners on Infowars.com and JonesReport.com. Marty, just in a nutshell, tell folks about Cal Ben Pure Soap, the tote bag sampler, and the great line of products you have.
Well, number one, we feel that we want to give to your listeners freedom of choice. They don't have it now. Procter & Gamble dominates the chemical industry. They did last year $65 billion worth of business, spent 10% of that on TV advertisement to brainwash and hypnotize the consumer to get their junk science chemicals, and we feel that we can do better than that, twice as good as that, three times as good as that, with pure soap, which they don't make anymore. And we were very proud of that. We not only have the soap in individual little bottles and packages, but we do something no one else does. We do it in bulk. We've got a 1 through 5 year bulk packages, which they can get with our free catalog, complete details of what we're talking about. And we're talking about an expense of $2 to $3 a week for all their bath soap, air soap, dish soap, laundry soap, cleaning accessories in their home, unconditionally guaranteed, twice to three times better than anything that's available in a marketplace, anything that they've ever used. So to get started, they went out to get a sampler. Well, we have what we call a 1 to 2 month sampler. It weighs out about 6 pounds. It's our cost, low cost leader. It's $20 plus shipping. It's got bath soap, air soap, dish soap, laundry soap, cleaning accessories, book of instructions, all put together. Once you use it, you'll never use anything else ever again. For your bathing, for your hair, for your laundry, for your dishes, for your floors, for your windows, for your all-purpose cleaning, everything. This is what we offer. No one else does, and we do it special for Alex Jones listeners.
Absolutely. It was Genesis that brought Cal Ben Soap to the public, because before, and still, you sell to finer hotels, hospitals, because the establishment, the corporates, know how to save money. They don't want to wash their hands with chemical weapons and wash their hair and breathe all the toxic fumes they call perfumes. They get Cal Ben Pure Soap. So you get better quality, none of the distillates of the oil industry that they dump in your food and in the fake soaps. You get much less expensive, delivered to your home, high quality, and save money. So you pay to be enslaved. You pay to be killed. It's like mothers pay $900 for the 3-shot regimen of the Gardasil that maims and kills their daughters openly. And because the TV says it, they keep marching forward like lemmings off a cliff. It's time to stop that. Fivestarsoap.com. The operators, the family, the workers, that's who you talk to. You're talking to the place where they're making the soap, the real soap at fivestarsoap.com. Give them a call. Get the sampler tote bag or get a brochure or get a year supply. Don't wait. Save money. I really feel good promoting a product like this. Marty, give them the number.
1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091. We're here waiting. My whole family is waiting here. We're not a big corporation. We're a small family-owned business. My son is my manager. My daughter is my secretary. We got family working here. but one goal in mind, the satisfaction of the consumer, especially the Alex Jones consumer.
Well, everybody says they want to support Made in America, they want to support family businesses, and you save money, and it's organic, California certified, highest certification, 5starsoap.com, and we'll put that number back on screen. It's 800-340-7091, 800-340-7091. Don't wait, folks. Marty, give us a limerick.
I got a good limerick here for you. Have we got time for a Columbus story?
Sure.
Well, everybody knows Columbus, what he's done. Yesterday was a major federal holiday for Columbus. Here's a guy that went to Queen Isabella in 1492, got the money from the queen to rent out. He went to Hertz, rent a boat, and he got the three boats. He got the Obama, the Hillary, and the, the Pelosi. That was the lead boat. And he went over to find a new world, came on back. The queen called him to her office and said, okay, Chris, what'd you find out? Is the world flat? And says, Your Majesty, the world is not flat. The world is not round. The world is crooked.
Oh, my gosh. Marty, 5starsoap.com. Good to hear from you, my friend. Thanks for joining us.
Here's the limerick. You ready?
Yes.
There once was a man from Australia who painted his ass like a dahlia. The color was fine, likewise the design, but the aroma, that was a failure.
All right, Marty Schachter, always good to have you. Take care, buddy. We'll talk to you again next month.
Thank you, Alex. Bye-bye.
Oh, boy. That kind of livened up the splitting headache I have today. You know, I haven't had an allergy attack in months and months and months, so I've been drinking a lot more water and pretty much trying to only eat organic food. But I have got one hell of a headache going right now. I'm just announcing that. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, I want to go to William, Steve, Joe, and a few others here and hit some final news. But here is the fourth and next to final. Next Monday, we're going to have the police state trailer from the police state section of Fall of the Republic. Here is the fourth trailer. This is the financial trailer. And all told, we've had over 300,000 views on the last three trailers we put out. That's just counting the YouTube channel. We know it's a lot more than that. I want this film to be seen. I want it to spell out who's destroying our country, who is behind it, what their game plan is, and how to stop them. And the film details who the bankers are, how they carried out the financial crises, what their next step is to bankrupt the dollar, to bring in the new bank of the world, how they're going to set up the domestic police state, how they're using the TV to mind control people, the sports, all of it. I mean, this is a whole new level in film production for me. And it's a whole new budget level as well. So pre-order it at Infowars.com. We're going to be shipping the DVDs out on the 20th and 21st. So we're going to ship these out in the order that the orders are received. And so be the first to get Fall of the Republic, Volume 1, The Presidency of Barack H. Obama. Order it today at Infowars.com, the DVD, or call toll-free to get the DVD, 888-253-3139. You can also look on the website or ask when you call about combo deals. We've got T-shirts as low as $5.95. That's basically a cost. It costs us like $4. I just want to get the shirts out there with the Gadsden flag and Don't Tread on Me, and there's a whole bunch of great shirts we've had made, over 50 of them now, on Infowars.com. We've got combo specials where you can get the Obama Deception half price, where you can get Camp FEMA half price when you order it with Fall of the Republic. So be sure and check out those combos and specials for Fall of the Republic at Infowars.com, or you can call 888-253-3139. You can also write to me, Alex Jones, at P.O. Box 19549, Austin, Texas 78760. And please get the trailer that we're about to be posting up on InfoWars and Prison Planet, the latest trailer, or whichever of the four you think's the best, and send that out to your email list. Give it to your friends and family. Show it to them so that they get an inkling of what's happening. People are getting angry right now, but they're being led by Rush Limbaugh and Glenn Beck, these fake patriots, down a rat hole. We need to show them the full picture of how both parties are controlled and the big overarching agenda. Not enough for Sean Hannity to admit the New World Order is real now after a decade of saying it didn't exist. It's not enough for Beck after denying it existed. And I used to listen to him when he first got on the radio. I mean, 2000, 2001, I would hear Beck when he was first getting syndicated. Because local group of radio stations that had me on were owned by Mormon folks, and they were nice. They put me on, but he was Mormon, so they put him on immediately. The point is that I've been listening to this guy since day one, and he is a complete flip-flopper. You better watch your butt with him. All right, here's the trailer.
They've run the system, the whole economic system of the world for the last 2.5 hundred years. So why shouldn't they also run the economic system for the next few hundred years?
So is this some sort of new world order, which Gordon Brown kind of alluded to?
I think the new world order is emerging.
We have to stand up to preserve a republic here and a rule of law, which is under dire threat.
For a couple of hours, you could say Mr. Obama was president of the world.
Obama has made it quite clear by his actions, never mind his words, his actions as to who owns them, who he works for, and who he serves. And it's not the American people.
Just as George W. Bush betrayed his foolish followers, so must Obama, because his only allegiance is to his offshore masters.
Summers tells Obama what to do. Summers tells Geithner what to do.
So we had Snow, we had Paulson, now we have Geithner. All these people cut from the same bowl of cloth.
All you folks don't even realize that you're helping people that you're associated with, and you should be recusing yourself.
I behaved with the...
You don't think you should have recused yourself?
Every time in history when a group of banks in conjunction with the government was given the power to expand the money supply at will, those economic systems always collapsed.
If they make a mistake, they get bailed out. If everyone else makes a mistake, they get put in jail, called a terrorist.
The tune of $23.7 trillion worth of taxpayer exposure for the bailouts is quite striking.
This is by probably an order of magnitude the biggest fraud in history.
Why would you need international bankers? Why would any government agree to use them?
It's nothing more than a private, hostile, corporate takeover of every sovereign nation on earth.
So for the first time in history, we really have this new form of an empire.
Fall of the Republic. Volume 1, The Presidency of Barack Obama. Available on DVD at Infowars.com and online at PrisonPlanet.tv. The destiny of humanity is in our hands. October 21st, 2009.
Make no mistake, ladies and gentlemen, the destiny of humanity is in our hands. And when you come to the realization of that, none of this crap matters. Acting cool, being tough. If your hair is falling out, you got wrinkles, all the vain women, all the tough guy men. The Republic is really falling. It's the Republic that made this country so great and so wealthy and so happy. People died. A lot of people died on bloody fields in this nation. So you'd have a little bit of freedom and get a little bit of respect from your government. Now that hedge of protection is being pulled away right now. Our shields are dropping. They're going down right now. And the New World Order is locked on with its guns. All the bad stuff you've seen is just the vanguard, the front line. There's scouts going over us. They are boiling all around us, lined up around us like an enemy army massing on our border. And I'm in here on the radio going, I'm Alex Jones, wartime broadcaster, Republic under attack, broadcasting from occupied United States. This is serious. And it almost lessens the seriousness of it that I do it in a commercial format with sponsors and ads. But we got to fund ourselves. You know, because I'm kind of myself calmly here covering it. But believe me, I just had the hair on the back of my neck standing up. Do you know what happens when tyranny comes in? And they're setting it up to be worse than Nazi Germany, worse than Maoist China, worse than Communist Russia, worse than Pol Pot's Cambodia. worse than Caesar's Rome. Your call straight ahead. Final segment. Stay the course.
You've heard the Get the Tea commercials, and many people like our commercials, but I did notice something. What the heck is a toxin? So, here it is. A toxin is a poisonous substance that is capable of causing disease when introduced into the body. Formaldehyde, from seat cushions and particle board. How about carbon monoxide, furnace-burning propane, butane, disinfectants, perfume, mouthwash, glues, air fresheners, pesticides. Oh my gosh, even sugar is a toxin, according to Dr. Lau. It's a very addictive drug. It's time to fight back. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can get your trusty cell phone out and call us at 928-308-0408. Again, 928-308-0408. And put in your order today. Lose weight, feel good, and be free of all these toxins. GetTheTea.com.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
Can we sit down and shut up?
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of that.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now, or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones here to tell you about CalBend Soap. My staff and I just love the old-fashioned, pure, handmade soap produced by the CalBend Soap Company, a family-owned and operated American company that's over 62 years old. Go to 5starsoaps.com or click on their link at InfoWars.com. They have been a longtime sponsor of ours. CalBend Soaps meet the highest standards of quality, purity, and value. Everyone should use their great line of products. I consistently hear from my listeners and friends how much they love the CalBend Pure Soap products. Check out their whole line of bath, hair, laundry, and dish soap and more at 5starsoap.com. There is nothing like these factory direct, big money saving, triple concentrated soaps anywhere. Don't take my word for it. Get a free detailed catalog by calling toll free 1-800-340-7091 or check them out online at 5starsoap.com. Again, go to 5starsoap.com and just try their products. You're going to love them. You will never use anything else again. Some final calls here. Just a heads up, because every time I go out of town, people flip out wondering where I am. I've got to go do one more shoot with Jesse Ventura tomorrow in Los Angeles, but I'll be back tomorrow night. So tomorrow we got a great rebroadcast lined up for you, and then I'll be here live Thursday, Friday, and Sunday show. We got a very important guest coming up this week on a host of issues. Let's go to William in New Jersey. William, you're on the air.
Hello, Alex. How are you today, except for that headache?
Pretty good.
I just wanted to comment on something that one of your callers had mentioned earlier. He said that he had been involved in a in an overseas ministry and was surprised and disappointed when he came back to the States to see the level of apathy in the churches concerning church promotion of the war, the typical religious right spiel that comes from most churches. You know, the reason for that is really it's so blatantly obvious. And you know, Christians go to church every Sunday and they sit in the pews and they look dead on at this thing and they don't even know what they're looking at. It's kind of like, you know, not being able to see the forest for the trees. But the reason why the church is in the pitiful state of affairs in America that it is because the church is really not a church. It's a corporate entity. It is a corporate entity that has entered into an unholy alliance.
It's 501c3, and they did it just like they did with the vaccines. In the 50s, they said, just sign this form. It's your tax waiver, not knowing it was waiving all their First Amendment rights, that Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. And by signing that tax exemption form, they became a charity under federal control, not a church under the First Amendment. And it's now the same thing with the premises ID and animal ID waiving rights to your property.
Saddest thing about it is the fact that the people have bought this thing hook, line, and sinker. And instead of being vigilant and instead of believing the scriptures, they have instead bought hook, line, and sinker what the leaders have told them.
I hear you. I got to jump. It's great points, William. Steve in Texas, go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon, Alex. I called to talk about a few weeks ago, you had Dr. Sherry Tenpenny on, and then you had to break because you had your crew calling in from the fiasco there in Pittsburgh. And Dr. Tenpenny asked you a question. You were talking about the flu. What can we do, Alex? I wanted to give some pointers about that. First of all, okay, and the doctor you had on earlier, he alluded to this, opt out of the whole medical system because they're all brainwashed for the most part. And, you know, these doctors, they're the main pill pushers for Big Pharma, so that says enough about that. But I was going to say, it's a matter of keeping up your resistance by keeping up your immune system, and that involves, you know, proper eating with your diet, nutrition, organic foods, and
sunlight, vitamin D, colloidal silver. We covered it repeatedly today, but I appreciate your call. Joe in North Carolina, take us out. Go ahead.
Good afternoon, Alex.
Welcome.
Need to know what kind of sidearm you're packing so I can send you those silver bullets. Couple things real quick. I heard a woman earlier talking about Fayetteville and Fort Bragg. They do it's actually once a year, and they've been doing it for quite a few years, called Robin Sage.
Yeah. Look, we're out of time. You'll have to call me back Thursday. God bless you all. Pray for me. I'll pray for you. Great job, crew. Rebroadcast our sound.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Have you ever wanted to generate your own supply of electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Solar power generators are now available from Solutions from Science in Thompson, Illinois. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity for free. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, and even keep food from spoiling. Whether it's hurricanes, ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out, you'll be ready. With a solar power generator from Solutions from Science, go to mysolarbackup.com and get off the grid today. That's mysolarbackup.com. Or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. Don't wait. Call today.
Coast to coast. Direct from Austin. You're listening to the Alex Jones Broadcasting Network.